I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year?
Wow.
And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning... I feel like I'm a good reader.
You're a great reader.
You know?
You really are.
That's an underrated skill.
Yeah, I think
you
so.
You have to look over that and read it live.
It's a very adult skill.
Reading out loud is scary.
Yeah.
Because then you say, hey, can you read this? And somebody's like, I don't read that well.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to an excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. Mm. That's a lose-lose situation, Alex.
So true,
for
John.
You and the planet.
Yes.
Blue Land, baby. Welcome to the pod, Blue Land. I feel like that's a how do we welcome the new sponsors?
By reading them right up top.
Yeah, that's what we did. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials and better for you and the planet. Their idea is simple. They use endlessly refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. I got something to say about this at the end.
Okay.
Just fill your bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery store run ever again. Refills start at just $2.25. You can either set up a subscription or buy in bulk for additional savings. From cleaning sprays to hand soap, toilet bowl cleaner, laundry tablets, all Blue Land products are made with the clean ingredients you can feel good about. Right now, try Blue Land's new limited edition hand soap kit with scents inspired by national parks. Hmm. Ooh, and our shared goal of leaving no trace. Shout out to mission trips we took in 2001. Hmm. Featuring Joshua Tree, Zion, Sequoia, and Glacier scents.
Wow.
That's like the opposite of like Monster Energy drink. Yeah. They're like, hemorrhage. You're like, whoa, dude, chill. I just needed like a little pick-me-up in the afternoon.
Blood clot.
Yeah, what?
Yeah. Wait, what?
Mind bender. Whoa, chill. Blue Land. As a special offer for listeners right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/net positive. Don't miss it. blueland.com/net positive for 15% off. That's blueland.com/net positive for 15% off.
Wow.
I think we might be one of the last countries to do this, because everywhere I go, there's no plastic bottles.
Yeah, we're definitely late.
They go, what? When we went on the safari, they gave us like a tin for your water.
They're
like, use this every day.
Yeah.
Because we are out here amongst the,
it's a very subtle, like, we're better than you.
Like,
we're doing this better than you are.
Yeah, every other country is, and they're like, I would say in a lot of them, behind us in a lot of other things,
sure.
Or at least that's what they tell us, but we live here, so right. We're the best.
That's what they tell us on the news that they make.
Huh. That's like your football coach being like, you're the best. And we're like, we're losing to all the other teams. Like, we're the best?
Don't look at the scoreboard.
We're the best? Yeah. I like how I used to have a joke in my show about the U.S. is a first world country.
Yeah.
And then somebody else is like a third world country. I think they use developing world now, but it used to be third world. They were like, and world rating system invented by us.
That's like the, women's driving study?
Oh, yeah.
Women drivers are great, says study by woman.
We're like, well, yeah, we just told, like, everybody just tells us that we're the best.
Yep.
But I think, like, because open like the southern borders from us, and everyone wants to come here.
Right.
And I think that's what we're like. No one from like a lot of these countries like, yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
Hold on. I said this to my friend the other day. They were like, yeah, we're totally good on the United States about we think everyone wants to come here. I would like to hear from someone in another country. Everyone wants to come here like they don't.
No.
Here to be in the 1%. Somebody sent me this.
1% of what?
Like the 1% of like.
Financial earnings?
Yeah. In Morocco, you got to have 12 million.
12 million what?
Dollars in U.S.
12 million U.S.
to be,
dollars.
Yeah, well, I think that's because of there's the banking system. But you got Switzerland, Austria, New Zealand, U.S., Ireland, Singapore, France, Hong Kong, U.K., Italy, Spain, Japan. Like, they don't want to come here.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they're like,
they got their own thing going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah. We think because the border, a southern border, is so close to us. And I think it's very, we see a lot of it on the news.
Yeah.
And a lot of people taking asylum here. I don't think they do.
No.
Well, I don't.
There's so, like, they might come and visit.
Maybe, I don't know.
They might come check it out.
Yeah, like, I don't know. But when I went to Italy, we went to Italy like for my cousin's 40th birthday, and they were like, they're doing great.
Yeah.
They got all the things, but better.
When I
all
first,
the better cars, all yeah. the everything.
My first time going over to Albania, where my wife's from.
Perfect example.
I was expecting like war torn,
yes,
like Soviet Union reign. Because
that's at the southern border of, and they're like, we see, or is like, all we see is like, you know, civil wars and like people trying to get across the border to safety.
Half blown up buildings,
yeah.
Like all that. Yeah, no, guess what? It's not. It's the same coast as Greece. No,
it's better.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. And they're like, crime is probably less, and there's no.
We go every year. It's
all the
I
stuff.
I feel that, safer there than I do on Broadway here. Like, it's unbelievable. Walking around at night there, and like,
all the stuff.
Like, hey, how are you? Good to see you.
Yeah. We're like, oh, like, I went to Tanzania.
Yeah.
And they were like, do we have better, like, the black to blue land? Like, yeah. we got this figured out.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. What?
Yeah.
I thought we had everything figured out. Yeah, your leader told
you. That's the real culture shock. When you realize that yours is not what you thought it was.
Oh, I thought everyone was trying to come here. They're like, no, we're good.
No.
They watch us like a reality show.
Yeah, we know what you guys are doing over there.
Yeah.
We watch.
We
like YouTube too.
Yeah, we enjoy seeing some of your stuff. We put out good, like, we put out good music.
Yeah.
We make good movies.
Yeah.
What else do we put out good? We've talked about this before, that we invented everything.
Yeah.
According to us.
Right.
I still haven't had a resolution on that.
By the way, I'm still very pro America.
I don't care.
All the things
I'm
we
the
just
pro-est.
Said, I don't care.
I'm the proest of America.
Pro-est.
Yeah, I'm the proest.
Great reader, though.
Yeah, I'm the great. Good reader. Yeah.
Do we have a country to shout out this week?
Yeah, we got a country to shout out. Welcome all the new. We are charting in a new country
every week.
Speaking of new, Andrew, your comments please first. Andrew's comments first. New Zealand.
Sheep.
Hey, he might have just earned himself a mic.
Get this guy on mic ASAP. Sheep, dude, is nuts.
Why sheep?
Why sheep?
Well, I think they're the sheep capital of the world, right?
New Zealand. Welcome aboard. Maybe this is.
I think there's more sheep in New Zealand than there are people in that country.
Really?
I think that's.
Oh, yeah, because I think it's real. Five to one. Wow, he was right. This guy, sheep, he just had that off the dome, bro. In its peak sheep days, New Zealand had 22 sheep for every person.
God, remember how good the sheep days were, bro?
Nah, in the peak.
The good old sheep days.
It's still kind of sheep days, not peak.
Yeah, no, not peak sheep.
Peak sheep
days. Peak sheep is different.
Peak
sheep. Might have the title right
New
there.
New Zealand, I was thinking, I was going to say Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, nice.
Is that New Zealand?
Yeah.
No, yeah. I feel like it's very, very cloudy, a lot of, like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very,
I think they shot a lot of it there.
Yeah, because if you go cows, they got to be on flat land to graze. They're not good with traversing.
No.
They don't, any rocks.
Not big hill guys.
Nah, they need a flat area with grass.
Yeah.
Sheep can go up in the, yeah.
I was going to say Keith Urban.
New Zealand?
Is he from New Zealand?
I think Nicole Kidman was doing, oh, no. I don't know. Keith Urban. New Zealand.
Yeah, New Zealand. There you go.
Wangrali.
Yeah, I mean.
Wangari. Yeah, sheep, Lord of the Rings, and Keith Urban. The greatest exports.
They should put them all on the flag.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Lord of the Rings, Keith Urban, and sheep.
They're like, hey, why did he come here? Keith, why'd you come here? He probably still owns a city over there.
He was sick of eating
a
lamb.
A small city.
He's just over it.
Oh yeah. But with the pretty like all the cotton. Is that what you get? No, not cotton. Sorry, wool.
Wool.
Yeah. Wool. Yeah.
We got the cotton here.
Yeah, we got the cotton here. Yeah. Is wool still a thing? People still wear wool?
Yeah, I think so.
Wool, yeah.
It's a heavy garment.
The demand has gone down for sheep.
You think so?
I don't know. We're getting into territory. Yeah. We don't know.
Where are we? Let's back out of this one.
All right. Just got back from, I went out on a Thursday night.
Look at you, man.
Yeah, got out. Got out.
Okay.
The old got the boys back.
Touch the people a little bit. Say
yeah,
what's up.
Yeah,
like
we went
it.
We went down to the Barstool Bar.
Nice. What'd yeah, you think? I still
have Barstool Bar. It's nice.
Cool.
Yeah. So yeah. There's a lot of bars in Nashville, which this applies to no one except the three of us
yep,
in here.
Yep. Perfect. Let's dive in.
Yeah. There's some like a Layer Cake opened like last year and I went in there. I was like, we already have this bar, Whiskey Row.
Yeah.
But this bar already exists.
Yeah.
This bar already exists. And I think the Barstool Bar is like, oh, this is a unique.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's cool to hear.
Yeah. Cause the what's the one down by the Taco Bell? That's like the line dancing bar. So I don't know, but that's the only one. So you got to do something that the other ones don't have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you want to get your cell phone stolen, you got to go to Jason Aldean's.
Have to.
I mean, that's I don't, have you heard that?
What?
That happens there?
No.
That happens there all the time.
Like that's the one?
Cell phone stolen at Jason Aldean's.
Someone's just picking them?
Yeah.
Like a serial cell phone stealer?
That's like the reputation. Speaking of, I wanted to break down this. And I talked a little bit about this on Adam Carolla's podcast last week in LA.
Nice.
The bathroom attendants.
Oh, okay. Okay. I have thoughts here. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So I went into Barstool Bar and there was a bathroom. Do women have those?
I don't know if women have bathroom attendants.
Do women have? All right. A bathroom attendant is a guy in the, you know what we're talking about, Andrew? You go in there and there's a guy. Okay. He has, do women's bathroom attendants?
Reddit yes, says yes, okay. Women's bathrooms.
According to Reddit, in 2011, and 12 years ago, they did. So they probably still do.
In 2011, they said.
Is it a woman?
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
what
all
is
right.
a woman?
Okay. Hey, yo. I went to also 1230 Club last night, and they're gender neutral.
The sinks are a common area.
Yeah, and you go, and there's stalls.
Yes.
There's like seven stalls.
Every one is a stall. Yeah. There's no urinals. Every one of them is a stall. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little bit more of a progressive type place.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So I went in there, and the bar stool, and there's a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a corner.
Right.
That he has to have stuff. He has cologne, right? He has maybe some bubble gum.
Right.
He has the paper towels usually.
Right.
Does he turn
it on?
That's
the main role.
Yeah, the paper towels. Sometimes, but have you seen it at Whiskey Row? It's so tight in there on the second floor.
Yes.
It's like, dude, I said, no one has ever gone into a bathroom and go, oh, thank God there's a bathroom attendant.
I say the complete opposite. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe there's a bathroom attendant. I hate it, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
I think we're saying the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah, they go, good, there's a bathroom attendant. Never. Who's that for?
I have no
idea. Is it for the place? Does it help it move people faster?
It might keep people on better behavior in the bathroom. That could be they act as kind of a babysitter.
Like a cop.
Kind of.
Like a mall
like
cop?
Like a
what
bathroom
people,
behavior.
What
cop.
Are people doing? Fighting in the bathroom?
I don't know. Just making a mess, man. Especially,
maybe
especially
making a mess.
Down there, like, you know, people are drunk and
Aldean's has them too.
It's going
to
be bad.
I could see that with so many people coming in there from like 9 to 1, that 4-hour shift, if somebody's going to go in there every 10 minutes, clean the trash cans, then maybe just put somebody in there.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's the only, and then if you're going to put someone in there, then there's like a tip situation.
Yep.
Which is like, all right, we're in the bathroom. I already don't want to touch stuff.
Yep.
Right? Now this guy had a QR code.
No, he didn't.
On the mirror. He had a QR code on the mirror.
Come on, man. For tips?
Yes. And I tipped him. I didn't know what to. All right.
Well, then he wins, dude.
I guess he wins.
Yeah.
He got me. And
you can't be the only one who tips him. If you tipped him, somebody else tips him too.
And I've been decrying the tipping culture.
Yeah, seriously.
I fell for it.
You had a lapse in judgment.
I apologize to the listeners.
You went back on your morals.
I don't know what happened. Okay. Well,
I blacked out. I don't know how.
All right. So Adam said, I think when I was talking to him about it, that once you exchange something with him, now you're on the hook.
Yeah.
For a tip.
Yeah.
Right. So, and sometimes he's blocking the paper towel.
If he's a vet, if he's good at his job, that's how he's going to play.
That's the rookie.
For
that's
sure.
A veteran move.
Yes.
Yeah. He blocks it, hands it to you.
Right.
So once he hands something to you and you take it, now you're in a deal.
Do you think that counts?
That's a contract.
Do you think that counts? That's legally binding. That'll stand up.
Yeah.
Do you think that counts for just like a paper towel though?
What do you mean?
Like if he hands me, if I get like a mint or mouthwash or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cologne, whatever. Like I can see where that would warrant a tip.
Yeah.
But what,
yeah.
I mean,
if he's handing you a condom or something, right. They have those in there?
I've seen I'm sure them. He does.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like he's hooking me up for something going,
if
bonus.
If you puked in there, mm-hmm. he cleans it, puts some mouthwash and puts on some cologne.
Yeah.
You got it. You're on the hook. To.
You owe that guy.
You're on the hook
Hit
for that
the QR
guy.
Code.
Yeah.
But like me washing my hands is a given. That's expected.
Right.
Which means then also drying my hands is a given and that's expected.
Yeah.
So if I take a paper towel from him, I would argue that's just a prereq. That is assumed that this is going to happen.
That's the base layer.
You can't charge you can't me get, for that.
Yeah, you can't charge. Crazy. Oh, if you want extras.
That's what I'm saying.
That's where the tips
yes.
come in.
Yes.
Yeah, that might be. Because once you take that, because all right, you ever go to the gas station and you're like, hey, you want some of this? You're like, how much is it? And they're like, it's free. They go, what do you mean it's free? Like, well, no, you'll be back. Mm. I'm talking about like drugs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were like, your hands are wet.
Yeah.
You're like,
I need this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because sometimes I would go, I would be honest, if it's a disgusting bathroom, I leave without washing my hands.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just lawless.
I'm with you.
And it's going to be worse.
Yeah.
In there.
Yes.
It's going to be way worse.
Whatever I just touched over here is cleaner than whatever I would touch over
and this
here.
Door, people are coming in and out of this door. It's open. I'm just going to walk out.
Yeah.
And whatever I'm walking out to, it's probably also a dirty situation.
Yeah.
Shaking people's hands, sweating to Pitbull music going everywhere. Yeah. Yeah.
I showered this morning and then I put on pants.
Yeah.
I know I'm clean down there.
I'm good.
I'm okay.
Yeah. Now, somebody told me a story about how, it's probably made up, a comic about it. He had a beer at a baseball game. This is disgusting. He's drinking a beer. He set it down. The guy in front of him's dreadlock got in it. And soaked it up.
Soaked it up. I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's a little mess.
But the dreadlock going in it?
The dreadlock going in a beer.
I went to the Sounds game this week.
Yeah, yeah.
It was really hot. So we spread out. We didn't all want to sit like right next to each other. And we had some room.
Yeah.
So Maggie's sitting in front of me.
So good.
And I got I love souvenir cups. I'm a sucker for a souvenir cup.
You take them home?
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude. I'll pay the $7.50
for it. I used to do that at home. I need to start bringing that back.
Dr. Pepper in the cup holder. Maggie turns her head to say something. She turns her head the other way and her ponytail goes directly in it.
In it.
So
in the Coke, what is it, a beer?
Dr. Pepper.
But that's like, what's my wife?
Oh, I still drank it. There's no problem there. But like
yeah.
a stranger?
If somebody else was,
come on, man.
Hey, speaking of teasing later in the episode, bringing the souvenir cup home.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Yeah, yeah,
that's a great one.
Stay tuned for when we get to that segment.
And we got to talk about threads.
Yeah,
we got to get into threads. I got a lot of thoughts on it.
Yeah.
I just have thoughts on humans. Not thread specifically, but I got a take.
I'm not done with bathroom attendants yet, though.
Okay. Yeah, me neither.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Me neither. Don't get it twisted,
it's the whole show.
We're staying on
the whole show.
The bathroom attendant
episode. You're on the hook. So, all right, my hands are now, because you know how they say, like, don't put your toothbrush, like, out in your home bathroom, because when you flush a toilet, all that stuff goes everywhere.
Right.
Have you heard that before?
I have.
I don't know if that's true or not.
I close the toilet seat before I flush because of that.
Okay. All right. So
there's probably
some truth to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you're like, all right, my hands are all right. So now I'm reaching. What you don't want to do is reach in your pocket and see if you have the small enough bills.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's you. If you only got 20s, then you're going to close it and put it back in your pocket and leave. So you just tease the guy.
Mm.
You just like,
yeah. You just said, hey, you're not worth what I have on me right now.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
You're just like a girl at the beach and she's like wearing a bikini, but she's never like takes her cover up off.
Sure.
You're like, well, you did.
Are you saying she's asking for it, John?
Let me rephrase that. Yeah. You don't bring out the wallet.
No,
unless
no,
you're going to convert.
Let me help your analogy.
You know what I'm trying to say.
The girl comes to the beach.
Yeah.
She's in a cover-up, bikini underneath.
Yeah.
She sees it's just you at the beach.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, I'm not staying here, and leaves the beach.
Yeah, yeah. That's a better example. Nice save. Yeah. I'm trying to think of something where you're like, you got close, and then you're like, God, never mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You're like, well, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not giving you that. And that's what you're saying to the bathroom.
And I'm not
giving you the 20.
Yeah,
no
you
way.
Look at him, mm-hmm. look at the 20s, and you go, and you're not going to, we're not making change in here.
Right.
I see a couple ones, maybe a five.
Yeah.
That's not, and I'm not going to drop a 20.
No. No. Crazy. For what? A paper towel?
And I would. I mean, I'm not a stingy guy.
I'm a stingy guy in that scenario. Okay, 100%, dude. $20 for a paper towel that you could have grabbed yourself?
I go, I'm not bringing my wallet out because it was just me and him in there. And we were kind of like chatting.
Yeah.
Not chatting, but he's the only guy in there.
They're good for that.
Yeah. Yep. So I was like, hey, like he was like, I'm getting off, something about, I was like, oh, is it, I don't know what he's talking. So then I started engaging with him.
Yep.
But that's not, you don't have to pay for that. Talking's free.
I would say it. I would argue it depends what you're talking about.
It might be talking. Might
are you
be
venting?
Expensive.
Like, is this therapy?
Okay. No, he wasn't encouraging me in any way.
That would be a good sketch, actually. Yeah. The bathroom attendant therapist.
Yeah. He's like, dude.
There's a couch. Out there.
He's like, dude, it's like halftime. He comes in. They're like, all right, dude, I bought a girl a drink. It's not going well. I got turned. They had us in the first half.
Yeah.
I'm going to get back out there. Yeah. It's a new crowd.
Yeah.
A lot of visitors. Mm-hmm. I got it. Nice. He's gassing you up. Get out there, bro. Let's go.
Here's the go-to drink. Yeah. I'm telling you this works every time.
Yeah.
Works for guys all night. Go for
it. So then I'm all right. I thought about this too.
Okay.
Because now I got my phone out and I had to let him know that I like very, like did the,
you like very aggressively and prominently, like I'm scanning.
Yeah,
your
it wasn't
code.
Just like I go, hey, look at me. we're good.
Yeah.
Cause that's the social anxiety of the whole thing is like, hey, we're so just so you,
but I'm then, only doing this to get credit for doing it from you. So if you don't see it, then I won't do it.
And that's the ultimate okie doke is to do that and then not convert. Cause you can get out.
Ooh, like nice.
You can go, hey. And then I don't know if he gets if he checks, are his notifications on?
Right.
Before I leave the bar, is he going to come back out and say, hey?
So if you and I are in there together and I finish first and I go over and I fake it.
Yeah.
I don't do it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, gotcha, bro. I put my phone back in my pocket.
But if I was with you, I would be with you.
And then you do it.
No, I don't. I'm with you.
No,
you
listen.
Already did
listen.
It.
Then you do it.
Yeah.
And you send it and you hear the Venmo cha-ching from his pocket. Like he has the audio notifications on. So you hear and then he looks at me like.
You're like, bro, you just
mimed a tip.
Mimed a tip. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was trying to do. Yeah. Just like, and then, if me and you went into, because girls go to the bathroom together.
Of course.
If you did it, I'd be like, I'm on his.
Yeah, he's got.
Yeah, he's got us.
Two for one, right?
Yeah, he's got us. That guy, hey, put him on mine too.
Yeah.
But then you're like, all right. So then I was like, I'm walking out of there. And it's like, all right, I'm standing outside of the bathroom now, like looking at like his thing. And like, I don't need to know his history. Now I'm in his Venmo history.
Sure.
What's going on here?
Yep.
And then you can't, I don't even know if you can Venmo a dollar.
I think you can.
All right, well, I'm not going to Venmo a dollar.
Right.
I don't want anyone to see on my Venmo that I Venmoed a dollar.
You can set them to private. Mine are all private.
Oh, yeah.
You can turn it to private.
There's so much going on here.
It's a lot.
Yeah, because I Venmoed him five.
Nice. Generous. Very nice. I'm sure he was very excited.
For five?
That's great.
What if I go back?
You're probably good for four more uses, I would think. You bought the bundle.
Yeah.
You bought the five-trip bundle.
Remember, I got you last time. Yeah.
You should bring in like a coupon card and have him punch a hole in it every time you go in.
Yo, hey.
I'm good for five tonight, right?
Yeah.
Yo, thanks, boss. Appreciate you, bro.
You good? I'm probably going to be throwing up in this toilet in a minute. You remember that? Just remember that. I got tipped
He's
earlier.
Like, pukes count as two. So you can't really do that like that. But okay, I'll let it slide.
Or if you're doing anything else besides standing up at the urinal and washing your hands.
Yep.
You can't charge for that.
I don't think so.
Anything else?
Yeah, I think everything else is extra from there.
Yeah.
There's something about my face or something that those guys offer me drugs every time I go in.
They do.
Every time.
Oh, maybe that's like a mattress firm, but it's money. It's
Yes.
It's like that's their business, but the real business.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Dude, I consistently get offered coke every time. I've never done coke in my life.
Oh.
Every time I go in, hey, bro, by the way, if you need anything, bro, like,
nice.
And it's like,
oh, is that what they do?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I've ever known.
It's like, all right, dude.
Maybe I have.
Or you haven't, you just didn't notice.
He's like, hey, they're like, they go to like Whiskey Row. Hey, do you mind if I sell drugs at your bar? They go, no, you can't do that. Can I be bathroom attendant?
Yeah.
Get in here, dude.
You asked the right
question. Oh, I did. That's what, all right.
You're hired.
See, that's all this podcast is about, is uncovering
that's
the truth. Because I go, this doesn't make any sense.
Yep.
And that makes sense.
So now it actually makes more sense why they're in there now.
Yeah.
If they're also selling drugs.
Yes, it makes the most sense.
Yeah.
That's like, why are all these mattress firms everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
They're laundering money.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh.
Yeah.
Just say that.
There you go.
I mean, you can't say that, but it makes sense now.
Yeah.
And all stand-up is, or all anything is, dude, that doesn't make sense. And you go, oh,
yep,
got it.
Yep.
Drugs.
Yeah. And so then every bathroom break after that, that I take for the rest of the night, I know I have to turn down a drug deal every time I go in.
Do you have to can you Venmo for drugs?
I never have. I don't know.
I don't know how that, I thought that was a cash only transaction.
If it is, I'm out of luck.
Yeah.
I got nothing on me.
I wonder if they could bring up your Venmo history. It's like, why did you send this guy $300?
And the emoji you sent is snow-capped mountains.
Yeah.
What is that? You sent 9 snowflakes to this guy. What is that?
It's so funny if you're like, I don't know anything about drugs. if I go, excuse me, sir, can I buy some drugs? And they were like, well, I guess I need, they'd be like, it's cocaine. I go, how much? I don't know. Is it $5? Is that $1,000?
How many cocaines do you have?
Yeah. Well, how does it work? Yeah. I need cocaine, please.
Yeah. One cocaine, please.
Yeah, I got $20. Can you get something for that? No.
Hey, man.
I have no idea.
Depends on what you're buying.
Speaking of, what are you buying? Miracle Made, baby. Speaking of laundering money on mattresses.
Nice.
The opposite is Miracle Made.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, baby. Where have Miracle Made been?
It's been a minute.
Welcome back, guys. We love Miracle Made. They've been in from the beginning. Whether you want to get more fit, maybe get more done, there's one thing that will help, and that is better sleep. Mm. I don't drink, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I had like 6 Red Bulls last night because we were bouncing around. I shouldn't do that.
Probably less healthy than if you had a drink.
I know. Way. Yeah. Yeah.
That's really bad for you.
I know. But
or had done cocaine.
Yeah, I should have just done that.
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, kind of just did the same thing. I was like, why am I still up? I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I shotgunned 6 sugar-free Red Bulls.
Well, we started bouncing. We were bouncing around from like bar to bar to bar. So then you got to leave it. You got to go to the new one. And then everybody else goes like, I just get another one. And then they knew what I drank. And then we just did that.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that.
No.
Miracle Made sheets tap into the power of self-cooling temperature regulation, which has been shown to improve sleep quality by 20%. That is a fact. Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality if you wake up too hot or too cold? I recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. Inspired by NASA, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics that make temperature regulation bedding so you can sleep in the perfect temperature all night long. And they're self-cleaning.
They sure are.
Oh, yeah, baby. Self-cleaning, luxurious, comfort and quality. Better for your skin.
My favorite part.
Who doesn't want that? There's a lot of skin-related products going on, and this is not one you would think of at the top of your list.
We're going to end up with one of the most like healthy and gorgeous audiences of all time based on the sponsors
that we have. These guys are aging in reverse.
Yeah.
Better for your skin. Stop sleeping on bacteria.
Ugh.
Clean sheets means less bacteria to clog your pores and fewer breakouts and other skin problems.
Right.
Go to trymiraclemade.com/.
No, that's actually trymiracle.com.
I messed that up. You're right. Yeah, good catch on the call to action. Trymiracle.com. Miracle, for those of you that don't read the Bible, is spelled MIRACLE.
Nice.
Trymiracle.com/netpositive. Oh, with the holidays, what holidays are coming up? Mother's Day, Father's Day, July 4th we just had, the big one. There's a lot of summer, lots going on in the summer. People got vacation houses.
Mm.
You need to hook those things up with Miracle Made, baby. Save over 40%. And be sure to use our promo code NETPOSITIVE at checkout and save even more. And get 3 free towels. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/netpositive. Oh, baby. You know,
where would you like to go here, sir?
You know what?
Because we just did 20 on bathroom attendance and we still are jam-packed the rest of the episode.
All right, we got a lot to discuss in the episode. I want to go to the fry thing.
Okay, cool.
Off the jump.
Great.
Yeah.
Andrew, if you could give me some volume on this, we got a nice little TikTok here.
This is the inside information.
This is important.
Oh, yeah.
I think of all the things we discussed today, this is one of the most crucial important that we get to the bottom of.
It's called Chick-fil-A Frygate.
Yes.
What it's called. Do they have audio on this?
They do. And so for those just listening, the visual is going to be a couple at Chick-fil-A. And what they're doing is comparing the sizes of Chick-fil-A fries.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making the argument that it's really not that much of a difference.
A small and a medium are the same.
Mm.
We've always had a sneaky suspicion that no matter what size fry you get, you have the same amount of fries every time at Chick-fil-A.
That's the size medium. And this is kid's meal. There's literally the same.
Dude.
I counted 12. Did you count 12 too?
So there's like
10.
Like 10?
I don't know if you can count fries, like but yeah.
Yeah.
It's but I'm with the, if you're listening to this,
yeah,
there's a pile of fries on both and they're the same.
They get pretty specific on it too. Like oh, they yeah, say like there's little yeah. sprinkles of fries, like oh, pieces yeah. of them.
Little sprinkles.
I feel like we need to get a size large and count. And now we're testing out the large.
There's people doing the Lord's work.
13 and so for like 14. Honestly.
That's bigger.
Like what, one or two more?
A couple more. I think they're like two more.
Yeah. That's still not worth it.
Interesting. Wow. Chick-fil-A, you're on notice.
38,000 likes.
Yeah.
And we've got the slap on the wrist from Chick-fil-A before.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to tread carefully here.
Yes.
We don't want to say information that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm looking at here is evidence.
You worked at Chick-fil-A, right?
I worked at Chick-fil-A.
Can you speak to this?
Yes, I can.
Okay, please do.
Okay. There's the thing that you get the fries out is, you ever see one of those?
The scoop?
You go in and then it empties out the front.
Yeah,
so there's
it's like a dustpan on the front end, yeah. And then on the back end it's a funnel.
That's a bit, yeah, perfect. Yeah, yeah, you're saying things better than I am today. Yeah, you go in,
yeah, but you're
and
reading
then it goes
better
out.
Than I am, so we're good.
Yeah. and that you just put the funnel in the top
of the fry
and let
container.
As many as can go down in there fit.
Right.
And then whatever piles over doesn't matter, it goes back into the bin.
Right.
And then you put those on the chute.
Okay.
So they go, hey, you got to make, we need to stock it with 5 mediums and 5 smalls and 5 larges. You just go, shh, 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 and
so
then
no
you put them out there.
So no one's counting fries. Is what,
no.
They're not
now
going,
you
okay,
would,
12 and a small.
Now you would count on a box of nuggets.
Right.
We got to have 8 nuggets in here.
Yep.
You ordered 12 nuggets.
Yep.
Fries, you just order fries.
Right.
Yeah. This, like, have you ever seen those things about like the... like a coffee, if you get it with no cream and then you fill it in the venti, like, or the
light
tall,
ice,
yeah,
all that type of stuff.
Or you should get filled all the way to the rim, black coffee straight, creamer on this. If you were like a maniac,
right,
you can get like double the size.
Wow, yeah,
or something like those. Always those comparisons always exist.
Those little hacks.
Yeah, yeah. That I've never seen that one before.
This one's interesting.
But do you remember back in the day?
In the sheep days?
Back in the peak sheep days.
Peak sheep days.
Fries were in the small one was in kind of a bag.
Yes.
You remember that little bag? Now that's
at McDonald's? Is that what you're talking about?
They were all of them.
Okay.
The fries were in a bag and the medium fries were in a bag too, I guess.
I think they were. It was just a bigger bag.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
Yeah,
well, I don't know about Chick-fil-A. I do know McDonald's was
a small fry bag. Medium was
a cardboard thing.
Yes.
And the large was a massive cardboard
thing. And no one needs that.
It was
bag.
Like a box.
It's like they just like at Five Guys, they just fill up the whole bag.
Yeah. Isn't that the move though?
If you need
that
many.
Like, dude, I love that.
You do?
Those bottom of the bag fries?
I don't know if
those
I need that
fries.
Many. Those are good fries. Depends on where you, Five Guys. Yeah.
That's why it's leaking through the bag at Five Guys.
Oh, yeah. It's coming all the way. Yeah. If you're going to commit, you just say, hey, we're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're
but
doing
this,
it.
I think this raises a lot of questions.
A lot of questions.
I know we have audience that is involved with Chick-fil-A.
From my, listen, I used to work there. I'm on board with this. I agree with this.
You agree with what?
Small, medium, same size.
You are valid. You're confirming that.
I'm confirming that. Small, medium, same size. Same amount of fries.
Wow.
Yeah. Because look, you go back to the, yeah, can't hold like the, how are you going to measure that?
Right.
Like if you get an anchor potato,
mm-hmm.
a center cut potato, mm. kind of being your backstop there, you're going to fill it up to that.
Mm-hmm.
So it matters what potato goes in last over the brim.
Ah.
Because if you got a chunk, like a big one, you go, oh, that one, because you can fit more.
This is some technical fry talk.
I mean, that's on the inside.
Anchor potato.
Yeah, if you had an anchor potato.
You had an anchor potato?
Yeah,
I mean, hey.
Yeah.
Pack
you're
it up.
Hooking your boys
pack
up.
Pack it up, go
yeah.
home.
Hey, Chick-fil-A. Hey, your move, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
We will post the fact check.
Yes.
That's true or
We'd
not.
We'd love to know.
There's a lot of Chick-fil-A owners specifically to listen.
Yeah.
We'll wait to hear from you. Oh, yeah, baby.
Let's hit one of our favorite new segments
let's
that we've
get
been
to
doing.
It.
Let's do Republican or Democrat.
Okay.
And let's do fast food chains. So we'll do the top 10.
Oh, somebody said, okay, Republican or Democrat? Republican or Democrat fast food?
Yep.
All right. What's number one?
Let's start with McDonald's.
McDonald's is Democrat.
Care to explain?
Well, I heard this recently that all the other, oh no. All the other the Coke mixture comes in a box. Have you seen this?
Yes.
The Coke mixture comes in a box, and then but McDonald's it comes in a like one of those things that helium comes in.
Right.
A steel,
like a canister.
Yeah, because they got a different mix over there. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they're playing with some. It's like some. I was gonna say it's Democrat because they're taking the money on the side.
Ah.
But that's probably Republicans too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't. Absolutely. Everybody's playing by these rules, and they're playing by different rules. Mm-hmm. They are the McDonald's is definitely in politics.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say McDonald's is also Democrat.
Yeah.
I think because if I think about marketing campaigns, I feel like they're more diverse. They're very conscious, yeah, I think, making sure they're checking all the boxes and having as inclusive advertising campaigns as possible.
The only way I would go against you is that a Republican is that it is that's the most American thing.
Yeah.
McDonald's is pretty American.
Yeah, it is.
It's like Walmart is Republican.
Yeah.
McDonald's is similar. Synopsis? What is that?
Synopsis is like a
summary. No, McDonald's is the same. Yeah. No, it's not the same. But it's a synonymous. Synonymous.
Synonymous.
Oh, dang, I got it. I was there, right? McDonald's is synonymous with America.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We started with one that could probably go both ways.
We'll to decide on that. We'll go Republican.
Where are you at on Wendy's?
Wendy's, they got to be the opposite of McDonald's. No, wait, hold on.
I would put Wendy's Republican.
Yeah, because here's why I say Republican. Uh-huh. You go first.
I was going to say, there's nothing more American than a square.
Oh, yeah.
Char-fired burger. That's what they're doing over
That's
there.
What they're doing over Wendy's. I would say, and this is just my experience as a comedian, the right, better sense of humor. Wendy's Twitter, great sense of humor over there.
Well,
Wendy's
said.
Great sense of humor. They're very loose with they're not worried about offending people.
No.
That's right.
Yep.
Right? They'll roast, they'll go back and forth, they take shots.
Yeah.
That's a very,
this is a Wendy's.
Yeah, sir, this is a Wendy's. Yep. Better sense of humor.
Yeah, I agree.
Better sense of humor.
I agree.
On the right.
That's it.
Okay, so Wendy's is right. So then McDonald's is left.
Okay, now then here's the wild card, Burger King.
Are we going in order?
No, we're just reading.
Okay,
the
Burger
top
King.
Yeah.
See, King.
Patriarchy.
Tear it down.
In the name.
Yeah. King. Right. Saying they're better than everybody.
Yeah.
That's got to be. But they're the competing with McDonald's, who we decide to left. Burger King is right wing.
Yeah, but are they like the politicians who are both on the same side, but they're kind of competing, but they aren't really because behind the scenes they got business together?
And they own by the same person.
Right.
I see less Burger Kings.
I would put Burger King on the right. For this, just because patriarchy is right there in the name. Burger Patriarchy.
Right. Yeah, Burger Patriarchy.
Yeah.
And they give you the crowns.
Right.
Than everybody?
Are those participation trophies?
Oh, yeah.
So it's on the
everybody
left
Everybody gets
now.
One?
Yeah.
This is tough, dude. Burger King, I think that's the one where you go, I don't know. You're going to get a Burger King?
It's the wild card, man.
Yeah. You're like, when you get drunk, mm-hmm. or when you get, you're like, dude, sometimes there's a McDonald's craving. We'll probably get to Taco Bell, but there's Taco Bell craving. There's a Chick-fil-A. No one's ever craved Burger King.
I think you're right.
But they're like, I don't know. I guess. Yeah. Cause they would be like, they were like, like Joe Biden. They were like, I don't know. This is our,
if Biden is anyone but Trump, Burger King is anything but McDonald's.
It's like, you're like, I don't know.
Just something else, please. A change of pace would be nice. Can we just get back to like what we usually do? Like simple, no drama.
I don't know. I don't love it, but like he's kind of like, I ate.
Yeah.
I ate. Yeah. Okay. Burger King.
All right. Let's go straight to Taco Bell.
That's great. Taco Bell. Huh. Well, it's Mexican.
Right.
Which is more favorable. What is Andrew laughing at?
I don't know.
I would say the more favorable to the Mexican community would be the left. Mm-hmm. There would be more welcoming, I'm guessing, just because the things I hear about, Southern hillbillies, this history of racism. Mm-hmm. I would say Taco Bell would be left wing.
You don't. So Taco Bell's not building the wall, is what you're saying?
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Taco Bell's against it.
Right.
Yeah. Now I would say in Mexico there's no Taco Bell, and Mexicans in America don't eat Taco Bell. Also.
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
So maybe not the best representation of the Mexican community.
No. Not the best at all.
Gosh, man, that's a tough one.
Taco Bell?
That is a tough one. I'd put them on the left just based on the wall.
Yeah, I got to go left on the wall. They also have a lot. I was going to say there's a lot of, they got four ingredients back there. Mm-hmm. And they're always switching. They're always like, hey, quesadilla, taquerita, cheetah, meat. Like there's always, what is this?
Yeah.
We got lettuce, beef, cheese, chicken, and tomatoes back here.
What shape do you want it in?
And they've been constantly like, yeah. And they got a tortilla, hard or soft. And they're constantly throwing out something new. How do y'all got new stuff back there?
Yeah.
We've been doing the same thing at Taco Bell. I think Michael Costa is a comedian buddy of mine. He's like, you should just order by the pound.
Nice.
Give me a pound.
Just give me the materials. I'll figure it out when I get home.
Because that's the one you never check.
Yeah.
You go, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It is what it is.
What is it? Yeah. Is it a Mexican pizza?
Yeah.
Is it a burrito? Is it a taco? Is it a Supreme? It's
whatever the weight of the bag is.
I'll figure it out when I get
it.
You go.
That's what I ordered. Yep. Thank you.
This seems like.
That feels like enough. That's enough food for me. Well, that's all right. Great. Next one's easy.
Taco Bell left.
Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Chick-fil-A's obviously.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go.
Are
then.
We discussing that? Or
no, I think it just is. Yeah, I don't think there's anything to debate.
They said they were right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's on the cuffs.
Yeah. It's on the cuffs.
Yeah.
You have to be registered. Slogan.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A. It's on the cuffs.
Yeah.
KFC.
Kentucky Fried.
It sure is.
Yeah, Colonel Sanders.
Ooh.
I don't like that energy. They got rid of him. Is he still around?
I don't know if he's still. That's a good question.
Colonel Sanders is canceled. Colonel Sanders is canceled for sure.
Colonel Sanders
canceled. Oh, is he still on like the logo? I know he's not canceled.
Colonel Sanders, fictionalized character portrayed.
What is a colonel?
It's a position in the army.
Yeah. So what is? I wonder how he started.
Well, he wasn't real. So he started when they developed him, when they built the company.
So he's making chicken for people?
I guess. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I guess.
Kentucky Fried. I mean, Kentucky votes red. Mm-hmm. Kentucky goes red every year.
Right.
Yeah. If that's the start of it. I would say right wing.
I think this one's pretty cut and
Kentucky
dry.
Kentucky Fried Chicken is right wing.
Yeah, I think this is Republican.
Yeah. I would say that's a Republican barbecuing.
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken is
definitely
Republican activities.
Yes.
Sharing a bucket of chicken is Republican.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Yeah, we're just all going to shove our meaty paws into this.
That's Republican. Republicans
chicken
do
bucket.
That. Republicans
yeah, that's
do
what
that.
We're doing.
100%. Yeah. Kentucky Fried Chicken. Done.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's throw two coffee chains in there. Let's go Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
And I went with that one first because you know where Starbucks goes.
Left.
Of course.
Starbucks.
It's
is
on
left.
Their cups too.
Yeah. Starbucks.
Merry Christmas.
It is. Dunkin' Donuts. Well, if they're the competitor, if either go Starbucks or Dunkin'. What is Charli D'Amelio?
I feel like she guessed Democrat.
I feel like she brought Dunkin' back.
I don't know about this. What does she do?
She just always has it.
Really? That makes me respect her even more. I'm a Northeast guy. I love Dunks.
TikTok started.
Yeah.
Charli D'Amelio always had an iced coffee. Always.
Dunkin' D'Amelio?
Yeah, and then it became, that's how I, yeah. But they were always around, but now they're everywhere.
I love Dunkin'.
Oh, think about where they are the biggest.
Northeast.
Yeah, New York City, Boston. Yeah,
but also, very blue collar.
Yeah, and if you're competing against Starbucks.
Working with your hands. You go to every construction site in the Northeast, Dunkin'. I promise you're finding Dunkin' and not Starbucks.
Yeah. If you show up with Starbucks on a construction site.
Oh, please.
Nice Frappuccino,
what
dude.
What a loser.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say manual labor is right wing.
Mm-hmm.
So Dunkin' Donuts.
I think it goes right.
Dunkin' Donuts is right.
Yep.
Yeah. Is that all 10?
I don't know how many we did, but
dang.
I think that's pretty good.
So if you have any of those, you're in essence voting for that candidate.
Yeah, that embodies your entire identity and everything you think about.
No,
everything.
But think of do whatever you want. Shop wherever you want. Oh, what do you want to get into?
Let's do this.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hit this thing.
All right. I contributed this one.
Yeah.
This is a graduation ceremony last week in, I don't know where it was. So what happens is before you play this is basically, all right. So
I got to mute it. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, graduations where they say everybody's name.
Right.
Okay. They say everybody's name and you go, and they butcher all the names.
Always.
In this scenario, and I don't know who allowed this. This looks like a college though, yep. where you would just point the microphone in that person's face and they'd say their own name.
Correct.
Which I go, yeah, they should have been doing that a long time ago.
Correct.
That makes way more sense.
Yes.
Just what's your name?
Cool little moment of pride too.
You say it. Yeah, say yeah. it. Okay. And I guess this has been going on for, anyway, so this girl gets up to the mic and then proceed.
Okay, go. Go. Let's go. You didn't let me get my moment, so I want to say my name is Khadijata Diallo, and I'm graduating today. Oh, my God, you snatched the mic out of my hand, so today is going to be all about me.
Oh, drops the mic. Congratulations.
All right, so she took the mic out of the...
I did some research on this too, so okay. I have more context, but go ahead. Like
faculty member's hand said, you took it away too fast or whatever.
Right.
And then today's about, I didn't get my moment. Mm-hmm. I didn't get my moment.
Right.
Slams it down.
Right.
Okay. Well, there's a bigger issue at play here, but tell me what you think.
So it looks like that woman who was graduating
yeah.
came out with this background story where she's basically talking about the professor who was holding the mic, let everybody ahead of me say their full name and, okay. and get off like their graduating credentials, like
or say like some
my
some,
major and okay, all that yeah, type yeah, of stuff. Yeah. And then she let them go.
Yeah.
She's saying that the woman was for black students specifically pulling it away early and not even allowing them to get their full name out. Now there are also some people who have come underneath her and been like, that's just not true. Yep. All we were allowed to say were our names. Nobody said all this other stuff. And they were very fair with just like, you know, there's thousands of people. Say yeah. your name and move on. So that's the debate that's going on right now.
Where's community notes?
Elon. I know. Elon's not on this, clearly.
Okay. So she's saying everyone else got to say whatever they wanted to.
Yes.
Cite the Pledge of Allegiance or the Gettysburg Address
or
summa cum laude.
Right.
I'll tell you right now, if I was at that graduation, I don't want to hear any of it.
Any of it.
I don't
hear
any of yeah. it. Okay. So she takes it. So you didn't let me get my moment, snatches it from her mm-hmm. and then says, makes a whole thing. And let me just say, if you're making a mic drop, grass is not the best place.
Nice.
Right?
So true.
You're like making a mic drop onto a couch.
Yeah.
You're like, I need it to be like this. I need it to be like dropped.
Yes.
Like you want it to sound.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Mic drop.
You want the mic feedback. You want it to crash.
Yeah.
And
you
break,
want it to like, be like boom, louder than everything. That's a mic drop.
They just picked up this mic and kept the thing going. They're like, all right, well, that was inconvenient. Sorry about that. We'll just keep going. Next.
Like nobody heard it.
Matt Smith.
Oh, yeah. He gets no credit for the mic drop.
None.
Because no one knows it was a mic drop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tough. All right.
But the bigger issue at play here. Go ahead.
The bigger issue, you didn't let me get my moment, is like, and I saw this on the internet, and I think it's so like pervasive of everything. And I never heard this term before, main character syndrome.
Mm.
Just like we talked about a couple months ago, like you're chronically online.
Yes.
Oh, you're just online a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And your behavior is you're online.
Mm-hmm.
You're online way too much. Main character syndrome is like parking in two parking spots.
Mm.
We were at a Hampton Inn in Anaheim and for our show last weekend. And I parked, it was tight. There were tight spots. We had like a Suburban.
Mm-hmm.
I parked in there. We went to the show. I came back after the show that night and all the parking lots were taken except mine because I was parked on the line.
Yeah.
And I went upstairs. Got the key, came down and moved it.
Nice.
Because I was like...
Very kind of you.
But other people exist.
Right.
Other people exist.
Yep.
The main character syndrome is like, oh, that's the answer. That's the answer to all of this.
Mm-hmm.
People just going around on Broadway like, hey, there's other people at this bar. There's other people in traffic. There's other people trying to get things next to you at the grocery store. There's other people online.
Yeah.
I'll say I've struggled with this. When I was going through... the worst things that I've been going through in my personal life, I was like, everybody's looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was.
No.
Nobody cared.
Yeah.
That maybe they saw it. They're like, dude, I'm trying to think of.
Well, and if you're behaving that way.
Yes.
How are you making them feel now? You know what I mean? Like it's
like, yeah.
It's really just like, oh, the world revolves around you is the old saying.
Main character. Yeah. You go. Oh, so all day I'm thinking about myself. Mm-hmm. Not, I mean, that I'm not, but like you're like,
I think we all are.
Yeah,
I think
if you really, in some kind of way, yeah. in some kind of way, you think about yourself and you're like, well, I think about me all day. Mm-hmm. So other people must think about me.
Yeah.
But no, they're doing the same thing you are, but they're thinking about them.
Right.
So you go, oh my goodness, I guess I would be the main character on the weekends for an hour on mm-hmm. a Friday and Saturday night at my shows. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
But even then, I try to behave in a way and make it about them, that they, I want them to enjoy it. It's not my therapy session. It's not, yes. I want to make sure everybody, yeah. And you don't get to talk bad about the people in there. We're all in here together.
Right.
And if somebody, yeah. Main character syndrome is, I see that, I go, oh, that makes the people yelling out at comedy shows.
Yeah.
You don't think other people are in here?
Yeah.
You don't think other people drove 4 hours to get here?
Yeah.
And they don't want to hear you. All the behavior at all, I think it's just because of social media. And now I'm turning into this guy.
Sure.
Social media before, they're like, I want to get my moment, and I'm going to put it on TikTok.
She got it.
Yeah, she got it. Yeah,
you got your moment, girl.
Man, is that? Are you good?
Right.
It's unfortunately, it's on. It's
at the expense of others.
At everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. That you're like, hey, we don't like think about you like that.
Yeah. Well, and I would say, think about your favorite main characters in cinema.
Yeah.
Are they people who behave like that?
No. Yeah, probably great point. Not. Yeah.
They're probably the people who are generous and kind and are loved by many because of that.
Yeah, the main character was actually, this is villain syndrome.
Yeah, this character sucks.
Yeah, this character is terrible.
We don't write them out of the script.
Yeah,
we don't like them.
We don't want them in season two.
Right.
We don't want them in season, like, dude, get them
we
out.
We can leave them behind.
Yeah, the main character, that's a great point. It should be called something different.
It should be villain syndrome. Hey, I think you nailed it.
Hey, yeah. Protesting, main character syndrome.
Antagonist syndrome.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it should be.
Yeah.
You're out there stopping traffic. Did you not think that these people got to go to work?
Did you see the protesters at Wimbledon?
Oh, yeah.
With the confetti on the courts?
What? Dude.
That's not even problematic. Like, we have leaf blowers, which is...
It's done.
In service.
A yeah, you ready? Yeah. Bring a 20 ounce of gasoline.
Yeah.
Put it on that, and then light it.
John Crist incites violence once again on his podcast.
Do it or don't.
Yeah.
It's like throwing puzzle pieces in the air. What was he doing?
It was like confetti and stuff.
Yeah. And then he like sat down.
Yeah.
Like very like
crisscross applesauce.
Dude, you know how easy it is to vandalize grass? Mm-hmm. Like, just run on it. Like,
bring a shovel.
I vandalize concrete. You either have to mm-hmm. spray, or like, to vandalize a window, you smash it. To vandalize, you just gotta like kick your feet.
Just bring a golf club and take a few swings.
Yes. That's like a green at a golf. Like, you know how fragile that is?
Yeah.
And you put confetti.
Like, the one thing that is guaranteed not to do anything to the grass.
Yeah. And you know what those tennis players needed? A rest. Yeah. They're like, thank you.
One of the guys was probably behind and really needed a breather.
He's like, cue the confetti guy.
She sent him out.
But not like too much.
Right.
He like took it out of his book bag.
Yeah.
Very easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Main character syndrome, knock it off, everybody.
Yeah, wild.
Yeah. Dude. Wild. I didn't get my moment. There's a lot of graduations these days.
Yep.
There used to be one. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm not being this guy either. Mm. One, remember back when I was in high school, we only graduated once. High school and college.
Yeah.
Two graduations.
That's it.
And taekwondo.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Of course.
Or something where you can, when you graduate
get
from
your purple belt.
Yeah. That's the only thing I can think of that you graduate. You don't graduate from any sport.
Right.
There's no.
No.
Karate, gymnastics, no graduation. No. Yeah. And there's a lot of, like, fourth grade graduation. Man, I don't know. I'm not a parent.
Yeah.
Maybe they like them.
No, I'm not a parent either, but I'm not going to like that.
No.
Nobody wants to go to that.
No. All right.
But this all made me think about being so focused on yourself. Like I was saying, yeah. I think we all have a little bit of that in us.
Not walking out of the bathroom. Is everybody looking at me that I didn't wash my hands?
Yes.
Nobody.
Yes.
Nobody.
But it's in your head.
Oh, yeah.
And so it got, Maggie and I were thinking about it. Like, you're thinking about scenarios where you're embarrassed or insecure for absolutely no reason.
Is this Maggie's first direct contribution to the pod?
No, she brings a lot of the stuff.
Oh, that you this is your first time crediting her?
No, I've credited
her.
Wow,
dude. Credited her. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, okay, for sure.
All right. For sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
John, please don't do this to me, dude. Yes, I credit her.
Sorry.
Dude. Credit her. Sorry. I credit her.
All right, yeah. Once again, yeah.
Slow zoom on my face. I credit her always. I would always make sure that she's credited, no matter what.
No, why would we not?
But so scenarios that you get embarrassed in for no reason. Like one of my worst ones is like I park here at the studio.
Yeah.
I go to walk inside the building.
Yeah.
And I realize I forgot my backpack in the car. But I'm already in front of the windows out front. Oh, so people can see me.
What a loser.
And I turn around to walk back to the car and then I come back with a backpack. Embarrassed.
You thinking everybody in this
for
office,
no reason. Yeah, no one's watching me.
Well, you forgot something?
But in my I just forgot my backpack in the car. Fine. Like,
okay.
So fine.
Yeah.
But I'm embarrassed in that moment.
That's a good one. What about the door you push instead of pull?
Yes, dude. Yeah. Great one.
That's a, like what?
Yes.
I don't know. I was
so
just
dumb.
Walking.
Yep.
And I was there's it either goes this way or this way. There's no sign on it.
50-50 shot.
Yeah. But then I did the wrong one.
I took a gamble.
Loser.
Idiot. Yeah. Dude.
You're like, I don't know. I can't bat 1,000.
Right.
I can't bat 1,000.
How about when you drop something anywhere? Just you drop something and you have to bend over and pick it up.
You gotta pick it up.
It's like, oh my gosh, so
oh dude, look at this guy. Like something, like something to like not something that's like valuable, then your cell phone.
No.
Or you're like, oh you
anything.
Gotta, oh, you drop, but you don't want to leave it.
Right.
You gotta bend over and pick it up like a loser.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
That's a good what about this leads back to main character syndrome a little bit.
Great.
A post not getting enough likes.
Nice. Yes.
Nobody cares.
Right.
Nobody cares.
No.
I don't want to.
And the people who care suck.
Suck. So I don't want to out anybody, but I want somebody that removed something because it didn't get enough likes. Because you're thinking what? Same thing.
It's a bad reflection on me. This is bad. Everybody's
watching. Everybody is not only seeing your stuff on their feed, they're now in your feed.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming over here and they're scrolling and they go, oh, this person is attractive, popular, well liked, valued, respected. Ugh.
Yeah.
Nobody,
no, dude. No one cares.
No, except the bad people.
How about tying your shoe? I get it. No reason. I know all of these. There's no good reason to feel this way, but I feel this way.
Oh, yeah.
I get embarrassed when I have to tie my shoe.
We need the emails from the listeners.
And then if I'm not very efficient with tying of the shoe.
Yeah.
I feel even worse.
Do you get down? You go down on knee, or do you put your foot up on something?
Depends. Ideally, I put my foot up on something.
That's just like such a primitive activity.
Yes, exactly.
Tying a shoe.
Yes.
A caveman?
I'm a bunny ears guy too.
Oh, loose.
I don't know the around the thing. I'm a two bunny ears, cross them up and pull them.
That might be one too.
Yeah.
You go, what?
I don't want people watching how I do it for sure.
How you tie a shoe?
I don't even want people to see that I'm doing it.
I don't think I tie shoes. I don't tie it. I mean, my shoes aren't tied currently.
Dude.
But having untied shoes in your closet, putting them on and then tying them, no one's doing that.
They come untied when I'm out in public and I have to do something about it?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Somebody steps on one.
Mm-hmm.
Or just a shoe coming untied. And you go, guys, hold on.
Yep.
I got to tie my shoe.
Yeah.
What?
Come on. What are you, 5?
Tie your shoe.
Yeah.
What kind of shoes you got?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tying shoes is embarrassing.
Do you need help zipping your coat too, dude? Come here.
Really? Oh,
how about doing the math to leave a tip at a restaurant?
Embarrassing.
Yeah. Dude.
Oh, yeah. Embarrassing. Because it makes you look poor.
Makes you look poor / dumb.
Oh,
you
dumb.
Can't do the math.
Oh, yeah.
Math,
dumb,
dude.
Too. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's 20%. Just move the decimal double.
So it's 15. Go 1.5 and then double it.
That's it.
Yeah. 20%. And if it's like $18.57, go up to the next
round up
19.
Yeah.
Half go point. Yeah. 190 doubled.
Sure.
$19. Go to 190. Double it.
Sure.
That right.
Done. Yeah. That's it.
I should take. There's no getting out of.
No.
Now I did see at the we went to a Brad Paisley concert on Monday night.
Yeah.
We went to two.
Mm-hmm.
Went to two Brad Paisley concerts back to back.
Sweet.
And he is like a
Paisley flex.
I don't think he's an older guy, but he's in his, I would say he's in his, I don't know, is he in 50s?
Brad Paisley?
Yeah. I would say Brad Paisley's 53.
50 on the
50.
Dot.
He'll 68.
He'll be 51 in October.
50. Okay. So a lot of his, the people that were at the show were older.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of, when they got the checks, a lot of turning on the lights.
Hilarious.
A lot of turning, and more than normal at Zany's. Zany's dark. Yeah. Comedy club. You got your check, light on.
And you're on stage.
Oh, yeah. I see a lot of lights on.
Yeah.
Because you're not allowed to use your phone in there, but we can't see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, and then, like, I already can see in my future putting on my reading glasses.
Oh, yeah.
To see a menu.
Like, hey, you're like, hey, check out this meme, and you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Full extension.
They'd be like, hey, dude, like, my eyes don't work like they used to. What's the embarrassment?
What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, what? Yeah. I didn't want, it's not like I was like not eating carrots when I was little. Or like, there's no.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, I can't like run as fast as I used to when I was 19.
Yeah.
Why am I taking shame on for this?
I have two from a gym scenario that have happened recently. I want to hear from fans, dude. This would be a good email one.
Embarrassments that shouldn't be embarrassing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Two from the gym.
Okay.
One, you put the weights on the bar.
Yeah.
And then you try to lift it and you realize, I put too much weight on the bar.
I can't do this.
And you have to then get up. You did no reps. You have to take weights
off. Also,
no one saw because they're all focused on themselves.
Yes, dude.
But in my mind, I'm like, great, I look like such an idiot right now.
Idiot.
Like, that guy thinks he's that strong. And
okay,
he's not.
I think because that's the over, like, versus if you do less and you go, oh, I can do more.
Right.
Then you look cool.
Yes.
Putting on too much is you're overconfident in yourself.
Right.
And people like to see that in other people. Right. Oh, you thought you were, like, the guy that goes, what was the team? It was like Georgia Southern or something. They were like, they beat, and they were like, Alabama, you're next. Mm-hmm. And they're like, y'all got beat by 100.
Yeah.
Like, you want someone to go in and do a competition. Well, I don't know. I'd be lucky to have done a lot of preparation.
Undersell, over deliver.
Yeah. You don't want to go, I'm going to murder. We want to see that guy fail.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. We want to see that guy fail.
The other one is, I'm like, I'm on the cables the other day, and I have to pull it towards me and then spin around, and then I'm going to do like a tricep extension over my head type thing. Yep. And as I pull it up, I hit my hat and I knocked my hat off center.
Loser!
And I was like, what a squid.
There's
dude.
Like a bunch like of dudes in the corner. Nerd. Like they remove your membership.
Yeah.
Like,
they're like, get out of here.
You're bringing us down.
You can't do this.
Like, there's a bunch. And also, when you're on the rope, no one knows what the weight is.
Right.
Unless you're standing right there. It's in the thing.
You have to
can't even
and
see
check.
It anyway.
Right.
You're on cables.
Yes.
That's when you see, like, I mean, there's never been a situation where I've seen a guy lifting a lot and I go, wow. Never. Never once. I mean, unless you're the world's strongest man and you're on a boulder over a cliff, I'm like, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Nothing at a gym would make me think more or less of you.
Yeah. Right.
Not one thing.
We're all doing the same thing.
If you had doing the bar, if you're just lifting the bar, I'd be like, hey, maybe he's doing some reps.
Sure.
Maybe he knows something I don't. I would feel like a loser for putting on weight.
Yeah.
I go, hey, what's this guy doing?
The guy walks away, you go over to the bar, like, yeah, oh, that's a cool. All right.
Or just like generally like not being able to lift something.
Mm-hmm.
I can't lift it.
Right.
What? What's the what?
That right now, there is nothing in this moment I can do to change that.
Yeah, I cannot lift it. And you're like, oh, you're like being weak. I'm like, dude, I can't lift this washer. My dad used to always, they always like roast us for like lifting stuff. We're like, oh, it's too, I go, no, I'm going to drop it.
Yeah.
I can't, like, all right. So if you're the world's strongest man, you can hold it for longer than me?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Congratulations.
Carry this couch outside. I can't.
How about...
I can't lift it.
How about like things you order? Like ordering a salad?
Yeah.
Or like, this might just be a male thing. Ordering a salad or like ordering, like when I go out and get drinks, I like fruity drinks.
Yeah.
I like pink drinks and purple drinks.
Yeah.
And like the amount of times I've heard like, you want a skirt with that drink, dude? It's like, bro, you don't even enjoy that IPA that you're sipping on.
No. That's how you're like, dude, it's not my taste buds. I'm just helping them.
Yeah, like I just like these.
Yeah.
I don't know
like,
what to tell you.
It's like listening to like the Spice Girls or something.
Nice.
You're like, my ears like it.
Yes.
I don't know.
Turning the volume down when your car comes up to a stop
like, oh,
somewhere.
What a loser. Yeah, you want to look. Yeah, we're like, I don't know. If I was alone, I would listen to Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Yeah.
But now I'm with y'all.
Right.
And I got to be like, I love Drake or whatever. You don't. Or whoever. I don't know. Yeah.
Tough example.
You like, if you like, I guess your food palate and your listening music palate can be refined over time.
Sure.
And I guess you're saying if you or art, same with your eyes, whatever you look at,
yeah,
it's not pleasant to look at. Mm-hmm. This is.
Yeah.
Everybody's agreed this is pleasant. That looking out over the, I don't find it, but you're like, I don't know.
As the prophet Sway Lee once said, I like what I like.
I like what I like, dude.
I don't know what to tell you.
That's not the guy from MTV, was it?
I don't think so.
What's that guy? Sway.
Oh, yeah, Sway.
Is it?
Different
okay.
Sway. Different Sway
and Sway Lee are different?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sway Lee is Race Remmard.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sway. What was Sway on?
Sway in the Morning.
On MTV?
Yeah. He hosted one of their like music morning shows.
I forgot about Sway.
And then now he's got his own show on Shade 4-5.
What about Kurt Loder?
I don't know Kurt Loder.
Kurt Loder?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man, it's before your time.
You got me by a little bit.
I wasn't allowed. See, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
That's a good example. Like, hey, can you reach that?
Nice.
I'm like, I can't.
Can you open this?
No.
Can you open this jar for me, this bottle for
me? I'm a female. You're a male. No.
I want to hear how everybody who's listening knows what the feeling is that we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
So I want to hear their examples because I know there's so many more.
Yeah.
But also I'm curious how the male-female dynamic will be in that.
Yeah.
Will females have more or less than men have?
Yeah, I was like, it's specifically when it's like in my girlfriend's dad. Mm-hmm. Like I want,
you want to impress that guy.
Yeah, but he was like, dude, this, like, we were like moving like a mattress. And I'm like, I got it.
Yep.
Well, I don't got it. I don't, I 100% don't have it. I don't have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? And he's going to be like, dude, this man is not equipped to like date my daughter.
Yeah.
What?
You see how he tried to handle that mattress?
And he didn't. everything was fine. Great guy, but couldn't lift a mattress. Yeah. You're like, I don't know. I guess if you're like, this is how my body is.
Meanwhile, little do you know, he has every guy that's ever come over try to move that mattress.
Yeah.
He judges them solely based on that.
Failed the test. No, yeah, you think of that, everybody's going, oh, dude. Or like an outfit.
Uh-huh.
Oh, dude, that outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares.
Yep.
Nobody knows or cares.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it would be so freeing to be like out of this.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to get into this, and I don't think this is the solution, but the Aaron Rodgers and the mushroom stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It removes
the stigma,
the ego,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like, I'm not, I've said, if you followed all of my advice on this podcast, you would not be in good shape.
Sure.
But, I don't know. I shouldn't say.
Try it. Let us know.
Yeah. That is like removes like, oh, everybody on Twitter or Aaron Rodgers, everybody in the media talking about me, saying, and he goes, and it just
mm-hmm.
lifts.
Yeah.
It lifts.
I think talking about it like this helps too.
I agree.
Even like Maggie and I having the conversation about this.
Yeah.
I now, every time I do one of these things,
lifts.
I go, oh, I'm being dumb again. And I'm
net
thinking
positive.
This matters.
Net positive.
There it is.
Yeah. Lift. Like, hey, dude, nobody. And like, that's the thing about like a lot of like if you release a comedy special on Netflix.
Yeah.
No one knows.
Yeah.
If it's good or not. It's just there.
Mm-hmm.
It's on, and but like YouTube, you see,
mm-hmm.
you see how many people have seen it.
Right.
What's the point of that? It's to, and you want to go, well, there's a certain amount. I was talking to another comic that there's a certain amount of views that would be embarrassing.
Yeah.
Now, ROI wise, money wise, we've made our money back a long time before this. This is very profitable. A lot of people have seen it, but there's a certain amount of views that go, that's other people are going to see this and think that's not successful.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dumb.
And there's a lot of business that has failed because of that.
For sure.
A ton.
There's also a lot of relationships that have failed because of that type of stuff.
What do you mean?
Just the with that ego tied into it where it's like, I can't be looking like this doing whatever because maybe you should take your significant other out on that date to that thing that they want to go to because they want to go to it.
Oh, yeah.
You
want to go to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you have a franchise and you go, you're it's doing great. And you go, we should put one in. Or somebody goes, have you ever thought about putting one? And you know you don't have the capital and mm-hmm. the risk is, but you do it because you're like, everybody's going to, when I go to Christmas, they're going to be like, how's business? Oh, we just put one in Huntsville.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to present.
Yeah.
Versus that's terrible for your company.
Yeah.
You know that's terrible for your company.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's so good, dude.
I love it. Yeah. Write us in on that.
Being embarrassed. Some of you are embarrassed about for no reason.
Yep.
like a I would imagine if you're like playing in church or something and your mic's not on. You're like,
so not your fault.
It's not your fault. You're like, what a loser, dude. I didn't do it, dude. They did it. Look at them.
Yeah.
Or why are you, like, I remember, this is probably a bad example too, but our pastor at the church I grew up in Colorado Springs was like in a huge like sex scandal. Mm-hmm. Huge. And it was like, but then we like couldn't discuss it. Or I go, why am I carrying it?
Yes.
Why? I didn't do it.
Yeah.
And if I would have known about it, yeah, I would have stopped. And they're like, oh, you go to that church? Oh, yeah. I go, I think I made up my mind. I was like, I'm not carrying this.
Yeah. The guy made the mistake. Not the church. Yeah.
And if I would have known about it, I would have said something and I didn't know about it. And now I have to carry it.
Yeah.
And that's like a lot of, yeah.
That's the extreme of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I go, but everyone's like, don't. The act was shameful. Mm-hmm. And then I like secondary carried it.
Right.
Cause there's like, you're like, oh, I go to New Life. Like, oh, you're like, it, like out in the community. I didn't want to say I went there. Mm-hmm. Cause there was like, well, you, I was like, well, I don't know. Yeah. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
It was not me.
Yeah.
So if you think that it did, okay.
Yeah.
Gosh, it would be nice to live like that.
I know.
I'm going to try this week.
I'm
telling
you, this conversation will help. Like, I'm telling you, just talking about this stuff helps.
Something that you would be embarrassed for, but like, for no, like, I want to like win at like a card game.
Yes.
Like, I don't know, I got the cards.
Well, and like, so dumb. Like, you're just with your friends playing cards. Like, who cares, man? Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I'm going on vacation with my girlfriend's family.
Okay.
So there's going to be a lot of that.
Yep. Yeah.
And I already, this is funny. I said, they go, what do you want for snacks and drinks? You said that?
Yep.
You're going to die of this.
Did you get it? Did you already get pre-embarrassed because you felt you're going to be judged based on your selections?
No, I don't want to say my snacks because at the end of the week, if I haven't eaten them, I'm going to be on the hook to be like, why didn't you eat them and take them home?
Yep.
And I don't want to do that.
Yep.
So I don't want to have any snacks.
So dumb. Like, so stupid.
Yeah. Because don't want, we were like, oh, well, I thought John was like, this is like VIP, like celebrity guy. And he was like making me get all these like Pringles and like Dr. Pepper. And now there's four of them left. And now I have to literally drink them.
Yeah.
Or take them with me and pour them out in the sink.
Dump them in the sink in the bathroom. Just cargo pants filling your pockets like up to go to the bathroom.
In the middle of the night, I'm like, dude, thanks for these Dr. Peppers. Like, what's the best trade there?
Right.
They buy them. They go, hey, look, I got them. I go, that's awesome. I drink them. And maybe if there's six, I leave one left. That's the perfect trade.
Drank most of them.
I get it. They get it. But there's six left.
Right.
They're thinking,
yeah, we bought all those drinks for John.
And now he's not even...
He didn't even have them.
And so you then go, how I don't want to... That's like pre-embarrassment. I don't even want to put myself out there.
There you go.
Because I don't... Like, if people...
What did you say? Did you end up just saying whatever you guys want? That.
I said whatever you guys want.
Oh, dude, see?
But then if you go to the store that's on the way and you buy stuff, then you're not on the hook for it.
The embarrassment won. That's what that is.
I went to my sister-in-law, they don't have, they're like very healthy. They live in LA.
Yep.
And I was like, do you have any like she was going to the store, I go get some Cokes. Mm-hmm. And then she got like six. And so I took one when I was going and I drank another one. So we were all staying there for 3 days. I drank two. Now there's four. And they're like, well, we don't drink these. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, yeah, give them, I'll take them. I'm going to the airport.
Right.
I can't bring a 20 ounce through there.
Yeah, definitely not.
But then I had to take, cause I don't want to, and I have one for my brother. It's this whole, literally the bathroom attendant.
I just thought of another one.
It's literally the bathroom attendant. Yeah.
I don't
That's
like,
a great topic, dude.
I get uncomfortable asking to box food to go home from the restaurant.
Oh yeah.
I get embarrassed about it.
Yeah.
For no reason whatsoever.
You paid for it. Can I get my food? Yeah.
It's my food and it was so good.
Yeah.
I want it later when I have more room for it.
Or embarrassment to not take it.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, dude, you're better than that. You have half of, oh, you rich?
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
What is all of this?
I just wasn't hungry,
what
man.
What is all of this?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need to, like, but you're thinking about, well, there is.
we could do the entire episode.
We could do the whole, because there is, like, I went into a Starbucks one time and there was a guy sitting on a desktop computer with a medicine ball. Mm-hmm. All right. You should think about this. I want to be embarrassed.
I'm
taking the opposite approach.
Oh, okay.
So you say, why am I embarrassed? You should be embarrassed by that because we don't want you to do that. Mm-hmm. in a, you're bringing a desktop into a Starbucks, plugged it in.
That's wild.
With a medicine ball working.
That's a lot.
So you're like, well, I don't want to do this because I'm going to be embarrassed. Well, we want you to be embarrassed because we don't want you to do that.
So a certain level of embarrassment is healthy, is what you're saying. It does keep us in line.
Yes. Yeah. You go out. You don't want to make a scene.
That's the Maniscalco's thing. Aren't you embarrassed?
Yeah. Are you embarrassed? You don't want to make a scene at the airport because you're like, all right, I think we're all trying to, this guy or somebody, you're like, I want to kind of just fit in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you shouldn't be embarrassed by that.
That's why I think the more basic the scenario, the funnier these are.
Why are you embarrassed by that?
Who cares?
The
guy who does all that extra stuff in the Starbucks? Yeah, absolutely, dude. Don't do that. You should feel weird about that.
Yeah, you should feel weird about that.
But if you walk in,
99%,
if you walk into the Starbucks with your laptop and you forgot your battery and it dies 30 minutes in and you have to leave, you shouldn't feel embarrassed.
No, my battery died.
No one cared, dude.
Yeah, my battery died.
It happens.
Yeah. What's the one about the bar? That's funny.
When you were just ordering at the bar. Wait. So you wait your turn and then the bartender goes, what do you have? Spotlight.
Like everybody else goes.
Yeah. They turn the music off.
Nobody cares.
Record scratch.
Do it. Order whatever you want.
Yeah.
Dude, order. Or I always think about not getting the bartender's attention.
Nice.
Everyone's so like, what an dumb, idiot.
Yes.
What a loser.
So that's the one, dude.
And you're just like, I want to get a drink.
Yes. Like
everybody
all
else
of you.
Does here.
Yeah.
I'm like raising my hand and she doesn't see me. Loser, dude. Why? I'm going to just keep track all week.
Do it, bro.
About the stuff I
write
feel
them down.
Like embarrassed by if you spilled something on your shirt.
Yes.
Loser.
Yeah.
I was trying to eat. I was trying to put food in here to live.
Accidents happen.
To be alive.
Yeah.
And now I'm in the air. I don't have any other flat tire. My tire's flat.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Outside
I don't
of your control.
Know.
Yeah.
What? All right. So I'm going to be late. You're not poor.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the embarrassment would be if you're a weak person,
yep.
If you're poor, or if you're not valued,
mm-hmm.
right? So the opposite of being a celebrity is waiting with a bunch of people to try to order a drink and no one sees you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Just continues to lose.
Yeah,
they
all circle back to like, oh, you don't have it all together, do you?
Not valued.
And it's like, oh, come on.
And all if you were like, hey, everybody, wait for a second. This guy's very important. I'm going to get his drink first. You were like...
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, it feels great.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, Caldera Lab is back, baby.
Yo,
they never left.
Never.
First impressions matter.
True.
There's no two ways around it. What's the first thing that someone notices about you? In most cases, it's your face. And more importantly, your skin. Mm-hmm. That is true. If you aren't already, it's time to put your best face forward. Ooh, I like that.
Nice.
Best foot forward. They switched it.
Mm.
Clever. How do you do that? By adding in a skincare routine. I got it, baby. And you know what? It's not hard. It's just you don't have the right tools until now, baby. Clinically proven to reduce wrinkles, fine lines, and signs of aging. Caldera Lab is a leader in men's skincare and here to save the day. Our exclusive code NetPositive20 at calderalab.com to enjoy 20% off the best products. But I got it all. The tools is accurate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's marketed towards men, but that's a great way to describe what that is.
Yeah.
There's the whole regimen right there on your countertop.
Yeah, the whole thing. It's got the clean slate, the base layer. It's all like packed in there. The clean slate starts your day and ends your day. The face wash leaves all skin types refreshed.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the base layer is your daily moisturizer. That hydrates your skin and absorbs it fast.
Oh,
I think I just rhymed somewhere in there.
Leaving
you with a matte finish. So that you can start your day confidently. And then you finish up with the good. That's your go-to at night before bed and a clinically proven multifunctional serum that helps your skin look tighter and smoother, as well as helps reduce the visibility of wrinkles and fine lines.
Dang, bro.
In every drop of this serum, there are 3.4 million, that's right, million antioxidant units protecting your skin. Want to know what that means? Welp, I have no clue. But it must be good though, right? That's the copy.
Wow, dude, go for it.
They even have this eye serum called the Icon. That's the one you really finish with. It addresses three most common skin concerns around the eye, which are fine lines, dark circles, and puffiness.
Yeah, the window to the soul, baby.
Mm.
Eyes are the window to the soul.
Clean those soul windows.
Oh, yeah.
Get them right.
I got rid of the soap
mm-hmm.
in the shower and the face wash and the lotion.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. That's three I had before. And now I just got all these.
Yeah, all the right tools.
Because that's gone. The face wash is gone because I got this, and then the Icon is great.
Beautiful.
20% off with your code NetPositive20 at CalderaLab at CalderaLab.com. 20% off at CalderaLab.com using the code NetPositive20. Jump into skin and first impression royalty with Caldera Lab. Baby. Let's go.
Shall we hit some news?
You want to hit the news? How much time we got?
Let's hit some news.
Oh, we're yeah.
Hour 15. News.
Yeah.
Right here.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start with one of our buddies.
Ernest. What happened?
Ernest took a tumble.
Ernest took it in St. Louis.
Yeah.
It was in St. Louis. Our buddy, a friend of the podcast, Ernest Keith Smith, opening. It looks like he's opening for Morgan Wallen here.
I believe so.
Opening for Morgan. He has his hit song, Flower Shops, and I'm guessing he throws out a rose.
Yep.
I've seen him do it at Exit Inn. I saw him do Exit Inn, and Exit Inn is 200 people.
Yep.
This is significantly bigger. Significantly bigger.
Yeah.
That is, I want to say, 45,000 people in there.
Yeah, maybe. I think that's a safe bet.
That's
yeah.
a baseball stadium.
Yep.
Ernest trying to go for the long range rose toss. Oh, no. Boom. Gone. Legend.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, my, dude. Gets up.
The recovery is fantastic.
All right, he's going sleeveless. He's going sleeveless in a leather vest, which I respect. Falls off the stage. The stage is taller than him.
Yes.
Stage is 7 feet. Gets up on the gate. Falls into the gate. Trips on the stage. What was on the stage? Is it wet? Hold on. Is the stage wet?
I can't tell if it was wet or if he just put so much into the... Oh, he planted on the light.
Oh, or on the little grate.
Yes.
Yeah, he got on the grate. So he had the grip on the stage and then he got on the light fixture.
Just barely missed drop kicking the woman in the front row in the chest.
Ooh.
Put his foot on the railing instead, which incredibly agile.
Yeah.
To be able to make sure he doesn't put a foot through that woman's sternum.
I'll tell you... Well, perfect example. Things you shouldn't be embarrassed by.
Yeah.
I was having a good time.
Yeah, this happens.
I fell.
Yeah.
Going, given a committing. When
the recovery's fantastic.
Yeah, there's somebody did the... Yeah, how many shows have you been to where they're just mailing it in?
Yeah, a lot. You
know, they've been playing the song for 30 years. He's stoked to be out there.
Every single person there, he's excited to see them.
And going for it.
Yep.
Throw in falls. So, what?
I also think what's incredible here is... The hair looks equally majestic
before and after the fall.
Oh,
it's still there.
Also, the rose goes pretty far.
Yeah, Andrew
said
the rose went really far.
The rose does go far. I would gather to say that the guy who custom made those boots was more for ranching and riding a horse, not so much staying on a gate.
Not made for stage?
Nah, not made for stage. Boots typically aren't.
I like the both fists above the head celebration. Signal recovery. I'm okay.
And look, he doesn't go back onto the stage. He gets onto the...
Rockstar.
Yeah, rockstar. That's a vet move.
Yeah.
Absolute vet move.
Yeah. Not his first show.
Respect it.
Phenomenal, Ernest.
Yeah.
Jelly Roll comment.
Should I call him?
Going
call him?
Yeah, let's
call him.
Let's check in with him.
Let's see if he's on the pod. I'm like, dude, what happened?
Wait, John, you commented D3 shot put type beat?
Oh, yeah, dude. That's what I commented. He's a wind up.
Let's see what he's doing.
I'll see if he calls me back.
That's all good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Unbelievable moment.
Phenomenal.
For the show. Oh, yeah.
Right. We'll see if he calls us back.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on. Let's get to meta. Let's talk about threads.
Threads.
We haven't discussed. You just came in and immediately were like, we have to put threads on the show.
Yeah.
And I was like, good. I already have it.
You already had it.
But I don't know what your thoughts are. So
okay.
Go ahead.
So, this comes out 24 hours ago.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whenever this episode comes out, it's going to be a little later. But the Threads is like Facebook's Twitter.
Precisely.
Or Instagram's Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I feel the same type of energy in the last 24 hours that I felt when everybody goes, with the rush on toilet paper.
Mm.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And everybody was like, we're going to run out.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was like, what? And there was like literally a rush on the stores. Oh, here he is.
There he is.
Yo, dude.
Yes.
Yo, we're on the pod. Did we? What happened last night, bro?
Just, you know, I mean, everybody saw it. I always throw roses out at the end of my set.
Yep.
I had a good pair of boots on, Lou Casey's.
All right, so it's not their fault. It's not their fault.
Good boots. And yep. Look, so when I chucked the rose, that was the last rose. I was chucking it. Mm-hmm. And I felt, you can see in the second video I posted, you can kind of watch, you can watch me think. Like, as soon as my left foot slipped,
Lipscomb.
Yeah. You know, and I bred myself. Lipscomb didn't breed an athlete. I was already one.
Hey, listen, dude.
I was adopted into the Lipscomb family. I was born an athlete.
And your foot, hey, listen, dude, your foot has slipped off the rubber before.
My foot slipped off the rubber before, and it wasn't a balk. So look, my bit last night, though, the second my foot was slipping,
yeah,
I knew.
You knew.
I thought, okay, I can land on this railing if I can grab a shoulder. So like, I was never falling. I always had a plan. I swear to you, before my hand touched the actual ground, I had already thought, this is going viral.
Oh yeah, you already knew. Oh yeah. Somebody's filming this.
I already knew.
Yeah.
I already knew. It was the knowing feeling like writing a Morgan Wallen song.
Like, oh, we got one. We got one.
Oh,
we got one.
I'm on my way down. We got one.
did anyone else in the band see it or no?
The people on my side of the stage saw it. And I realized also, I saw videos on TikTok, people that were filming it. Like, so people that were far away, all they saw on the Jumbotron
gone.
Was me fall, and then the Jumbotron cut to, like, my guitar player. I might as well just die.
You might have died. That's like when somebody runs on the field at, like, a football game, they're just like, we don't show it because something horrific might be happening.
Yeah, and it's a catch-22 because it's cool. It went viral. A lot of people saw it. But think about how many people didn't see it. Like, people were just buying hot dogs and beer. And I'm out there having maybe the most famous moment of my life.
Yeah, you're like, this is it. Dude.
6:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, the sun's still up, dude.
3 hours before Morgan even thinks about putting his boots on. And I'm out here breaking ribs.
You're like, dude. Yeah, and all these publications that, like, wouldn't anything about your new singles – had nothing to say.
I would never write about that. Yeah. Publications haven't written about me in light years.
Ernest Falls. Oh yeah, front page.
Yeah, yeah. From now on, I'm going to be screwed at shows. People are going to be holding signs and say, "Do the thing."
Oh yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. There's
do the thing.
Tonight is someone who's coming with merch for sure.
Fall on our side.
Oh. All right, so Lou Casey's is not to blame. The stadium's not to blame.
Lou Casey needs to make me a pair of them ultra grip boots.
You're like,
put me some grip.
Some of those protection. You get the new Lou Casey Joe Biden's, bro.
I need the Biden threes.
Where are y'all at tonight?
St. Louis again, night two. I gotta redeem myself.
Oh yeah, dude, go back and plant yourself at the same site. Like, do a Daniel Tosh, the Web Redemption.
Nice.
I don't watch Daniel Tosh.
Okay.
I watch good comedy.
Oh dang, dude. Boom, there you go. All right, dude, we'll talk to you later.
Right,
you're the man, dude.
Yo, this alternate angle that we'll splice this into the pod.
Another angle.
Too. This alternate angle is from right in front of him, and he's I didn't believe what he was saying. When he was talking about, like, I knew I was falling the whole time. He was. He did know.
Oh,
what?
He knew.
Knew exactly. Look, plants his hand. He never actually fell.
What was he going to do? He's going to do, like, straddle that girl.
He puts his, his hand down there and catches himself.
On the gate.
It was incredibly controlled.
Dude. And he's not in the Lipscomb Hall of Fame?
Look it. Bang, 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 bang. Done.
He said 3 hours before Morgan even thinks about putting a boot on.
At 6:30 in the afternoon, just having the most famous moment of his life.
They were like, "Hey, did you see that? No, we're not there yet. Yeah, we're not even getting in yet.
We're in traffic." Ernst doing cartwheels off the stage.
That's the best, dude. Good
what
for
a
him,
guy,
man.
Man.
What a guy.
Amazing. All right. All right. So threads.
Yeah. Okay. So no one knows it's coming.
Right.
Right. No. 3 days ago, no, it didn't exist.
Right.
They announce it. There's people get on, and it's the same, like. and then it like there's nothing of value on there yet.
Well, it's empty until people populate it.
Yeah, and you can populate it with your own followers already. Mm-hmm. So whatever following you already have is that you want to get those people over to, right?
Right.
So somebody could have 100,000 followers today.
Right.
Just because they had a big following.
Big accounts like Bleacher Report already have like a half a mil as of this morning. Like everybody just migrated over.
And it's the Twitter?
What do you mean? In terms of what it is?
You can put video on there?
It's basically Twitter.
You can put video on there? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just... Yeah.
It's basically Twitter. To the point where Elon Musk has sent a cease and desist to Meta to be like, hey, you guys ripped off what we did. But it's more so, like I read into it, it's more so they stole employees. They poached employees from Twitter, but the employees weren't involved with the actual like engineering and development of the app. So it should still be legal is what they're saying. But anyways, that's what it is. It's not just like your app looks a lot like ours.
Yeah.
It's the behind the scenes stuff.
That they kind of took. Yeah. And it's like.
They're alleging they took it all.
All right. Let's say you are a, so this is, can you put photos on there?
You can.
But just with.
It's Twitter.
Okay.
It is Twitter. It just is branded like Instagram.
And it's just, where is it a different, can you click from Instagram? You got to go, it's a new app.
It's a new app.
All right. It looks like Instagram.
They link to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can link them.
Yep.
Okay. And the rush to like get over here, and I haven't yet, but I probably will. I'm going to say you probably,
I'm over there.
I got no problem with it.
I won't use it though. I'll tell you right now.
Well, I
don't even use Twitter right now.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my point.
Yeah.
All right. So like a lot of, you know, when you go like, just look back on like the landscape of like history is like, dude, you're like, dude, these are like BLM riots, like in LA. You're like, this is the worst thing ever. I was like, you ever heard of the LA riots?
Yeah.
Like, they like burnt down whole city blocks. Mm-hmm. Like you think this is like, we've been doing this. So like let's take all of them. I didn't even have social media. My brother in Facebook was the first one. Mm-hmm. And you could kind of like, I remember like in college, you could like be friends with like Reggie Bush.
Right.
Cause you had to have a college
email. Yep.
And it was very like, I didn't get on it for probably 5-6 years.
I got on it in 07.
Something like that. I was probably 5 years after that. Once I started being a comedian, then I started using social media. That was, but I wasn't on Vine. Right. I would got on it late. I remember specifically probably I want to say 10 years ago, Meerkat and Periscope were two going live. Mm-hmm. Remember that you would go live
on Twitter,
on those.
I think, bought Periscope.
Yep. And I wasn't the first guy to that, but you just kind of hang around and watch to see what happens. I never posted on it and they went away.
Yep.
Probably Be Real.
Yep.
Was like, when was that? A year ago? A
couple of years ago, yeah.
Maybe, yeah, that it goes, oh, this is the one, right? So but it's the same about like being embarrassed, like, oh, everybody's on it. Mm-hmm. Where are you?
Yep.
You're like.
Clubhouse was that during the pandemic.
Clubhouse, another perfect, like, look back at like, when something like this, of this cultural like significance happened, like look back at history. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think a lot of people that are like, dude, this is the worst, like, COVID is like the worst thing ever. I was like, dude, we went through like in terms of like epidemics or pandemics, we've been through like the yellow fever. Like we've been through things like this before that wiped out massive amounts, but you forget that this has happened.
Yeah.
And it's like, everybody's like, dude, get over here now. And I wasn't the first one to Instagram, but I got one of the biggest ones. I was in rehab when TikTok was like exploding.
Yeah.
And I was not.
That must have killed you.
I was not. Oh, dude. And I was dying.
Poor choice of words. My bad.
Yeah. Hey, that's what killed me in the first place. Right. I was dying to. Like, I saw it. And now TikTok is, I was to say, leveled out.
Yeah.
I don't know. But Instagram, dude.
But I mean, to your point, like that, you got to zoom out.
Yeah. You got to realize, zoom out a little
like,
bit.
Hey, just let's take in everything. Let's keep the perspective.
And then I've seen, but like, everybody on Twitter, I use Twitter.
Yeah.
Is crushing it.
Yeah.
Because they're like Elon, or he just stole it. Mark Zuckerberg just stole it. Like he stole Snapchat. Like he stole a bunch of different apps.
Well, and like, again, zoom out even to just see what else Meta has done.
Yeah.
Like when they were just Facebook, they bought Instagram.
Yeah.
Then they brought IGTV into play. Remember that?
Which,
and that was touted as the YouTube killer. That was what it was supposed to be. It was supposed to take video from horizontal to vertical. It's a totally different. It's
TikTok.
It's gone now, by the
way.
Gone,
dude.
They got rid of it.
TikTok made, and then they like Reels, or not Reels. Yeah, Reels was to compete with TikTok.
Yes.
Because they were like, look at what, and their algorithm directly. It's
the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they introduced, I read some on Twitter where look at all these things that they're like introduced, like check-ins.
Yeah.
Stole.
This isn't even the first.
Foursquare stole.
This isn't even the first try that they've done with Threads. This is the second unveiling of it. They did it in like 2017.
Yeah.
They brought it out and tried it and it didn't work.
Yeah.
But at the time, people were in love with
Twitter.
They were in love with Twitter.
Yeah.
Now, because of Elon,
He's
controversial. People have jumped ship. They want something else.
Yeah.
And so now it's like, it's a different landscape. So they tried it again and it might work. So many apps that try to work.
It might. But also, like, what do you have to say?
Yeah.
Like if you had something to say and Twitter was like silencing you, then I could see that followers. Sure. Mm-hmm. Followers. Yeah. Followers. Attention. Mm-hmm. Love. Affirmation.
Yep.
Your parents didn't hug you as a kid.
Yep.
Sure. Got it. Attention. Look at this guy. He has followers. You don't. What a loser. You're over there. You're not over there. Yep. Loser.
What are you tying your shoe?
Yeah. What are you tying your shoe? Dude, we all got a million followers on Threads while you were stopped tying your shoe. Idiot. You're not over there.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I don't know. And they're like, what? Like, no one is, we talked about this a bunch. No one has anything to say.
Yeah.
So you're like, dude, well, if you had all the eyes of the world on you for like, you got all the followers, mm-hmm. all of them. You got all of them. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Yeah.
You got nothing to say.
Yeah.
No. It's just like, if you heard, like, it just like watched, like, it was like, oh, everything at the border is a disaster and education disaster and they're doing cocaine in the White House. Like, yeah, you watched a lot of the news. Mm-hmm. Go outside. Just go touch grass, dude. It's not like.
Did anybody ask the bathroom attendant at the White House, by the way?
Dang, dude. Dang.
Maybe that's how it got
there. Did anyone ask the bathroom attendant at the White House, yo, where's this cocaine coming from?
I'm just saying.
Me, bro. I think Threads will probably be around.
Yeah. I mean,
just based on the rollout.
You don't get 30 million users and then throw it by the wayside.
Yeah.
They did 30 million users overnight.
I think
it's here. They're way higher than that now. But
I wasn't even close to the first on TikTok and I'm doing great.
Well, and I was going to say
Instagram, YouTube.
That's what makes TikTok so impressive is like, it's so hard to make a new social media app that sticks now. The fact that they did it and it stuck and it grew to be as massive as it is, that's impressive. Will Threads be that? I don't know. Odds are it won't be, but also it's Meta. They got plenty of money to play.
They got plenty of money. And they've also, it said the first person to get a million followers on Facebook took like 10 years or something. It was Ashton Kutcher.
Nice.
The first person to get a million followers on Instagram took like 3 years. First person to get a million on Twitter was like 2.5 years. And then TikTok, like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So like the ability to get big is not, you don't need to. You're just like,
it's getting easier and easier.
Yeah. But what is the fear of waiting
to get on an app?
Yeah. Or for the toilet paper thing. Everybody goes,
scarcity.
Hey, dude, like you're not going to have it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, all right. So everybody's trying to live and be profitable and comfortable.
Yeah.
So if that information was true, hey, they're going to run out of toilet paper. There's the CVS down the street from your house. You're like, well, I should probably run down there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you shouldn't do is be fighting someone in aisle six. Mm-hmm. Like, we're like, all right. We're like, okay.
Yep.
Yeah. But this idea that like everyone else is going to like a fun place and you're left out.
Yeah.
I think that is
kind of what makes it fun. Like, I like the toilet paper analogy.
Yeah.
I think the difference is there's no stakes.
Yeah,
for Threads.
Yeah, yeah.
On the toilet paper side, you might not have toilet paper.
You're going to be in trouble. Yeah.
If you just don't get to Threads as quickly as you wanted to,
fine.
It doesn't matter.
Unless
we're talking about from a business standpoint, that's a different deal.
Getting over there and
creating a presence ahead of everybody else. Yeah, that's beneficial. Yeah. But like just as a personal user.
I don't like either. We said it like you're, I would imagine I'd probably sign up and you're on. Like, I don't like the idea that it's anyone's personality for or against.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the threads guy now. You're like, okay. Or I'm the anti-threads guy.
We talked about this when they did
personalities.
The away message thing in IG DMs.
Yeah.
What was it called?
Notes.
Notes.
Yeah.
We said the same thing where it was like, all know exactly the people who are going to be
those people
crushing notes. And by the way, they still are crushing notes.
I've muted them.
And it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. What are you doing?
Is that getting you something?
Like, I just wanted Mark Zuckerberg to, smart guy.
Yeah.
Very smart guy.
Yeah. Kinda.
Yeah. Kind of smart guy.
He's a
He would never say this, but like, hey, whatever you're looking for, I don't have it. Really?
Yeah.
That's like maybe like too spiritual or like too like, hey, whatever you're rushing over here to, I can't give it to you.
No, I think he would absolutely, if he was guaranteed that would never get out and he could be honest, I think he would absolutely say that.
Yeah. I feel like that's like a youth group message.
I think that's why he's so good at what he does.
Yeah.
Because he is objective about it. And he's like, this isn't serving you the way that you want it to. But
no. But it's like an addiction.
Yeah. It's giving you what you want, not what you need.
Yeah. You don't, if he was honest, you know, they always say like in church, we're like, they got like a God sized hole and only God can, like, you try to mix it. You're like, hey, I got a little bit of Facebook. I go over, check my messages. I got a little bit of Instagram. I look at some reels. I got some DMs. I got to try to patch this up. Oh, threads. Oh, that's another hole. I got to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's like, hey, it's not. It's like somebody that's like asked me to like take them like on the road or like, dude, John Chris could like, I don't have it.
Right.
I don't have it to give you. I don't like if John
would only retweet me,
repost me, rethread me. Thread. What is it?
Right.
Is it rethread?
Sure.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. if Kevin Hart would be like, dude, I saw your video come out on tour with us, which. I don't know. I probably do.
Yeah.
But he goes, dude, you like, I don't, he's like, I don't know. We're out here.
Yeah.
I don't have it.
Yeah.
I don't have it to give you. Mm-hmm. Nobody does. Dang, this is a Christian message.
Let's invite the band back up here.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Start playing in the background. Dang. Dude, got
let's
serious.
Let's hit a couple emails. And
two emails. We'll get out of here.
Here we go.
Oh yeah.
Here's one. I like that I'm in the habit of not reading these until we get on it.
Oh yeah.
It's more fun.
Ex-riot right. cop.
Here we go. Hey, yeah, ex-riot cop slash big fan is the subject. Great hybrid.
Great hybrid.
Hey, John, Alex, Andrew, Keely. Keely from home getting a shout
Keely,
out.
Oh, Keely, dude.
And rest of the crew.
Still on vacation.
Yeah.
Keely's still on vacation.
I binge listened to your podcast and listen to every episode you've made in just over a month.
Dang. Wow.
Got lots of time on my hands. Clearly do the math there. I think we're at what? This is 63.
He hasn't slept.
That's two a day.
Sick. Wow.
I'm an ex-cop from the West Coast.
This is going to make this guy's day.
I'm a husband and father of 7 kids, parentheses, not a Mormon. Your podcast,
nice.
Your podcast has helped me in the process to recover from the years as a police officer, spending much time dealing with crowd control incidents, riots, mental people, lots of bodily fluids, etc. Thank you for your service.
Okay.
Genuinely.
Yep.
I love your view of the world, but am flabbergasted at your ignorance on certain topics such as history.
Okay. What do I say about history?
You all have made me laugh, cry, and shout at my phone sometimes, all in a very short period of time, within a month. Your view of protesters cracks me up, and you aren't far from being very accurate in your assessment. Parentheses, forgive your dad and get a job sums it up nicely. Anyhow, I'd say my tire pump rating for being a cop was 50-50. Half of me loved helping people dealing with the hardest situations they would ever face.
Yep.
The other half was my tires being pumped when friends and strangers thanked me for being a cop and asked about it at social events. Also, kids look at cops with wonder in their eyes when they find out that you are a law enforcement officer.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it up, my man. You're doing good work for people's mental health. Oh, and yes, you are right. Most cops love it when the stuff hits the fan.
I knew it, dude. I knew it.
He said, otherwise, why be a cop?
I knew it, dude.
Keep it net positive. Keep your gun close and keep your head down.
Wow. Okay. We don't say that. Keep your gun close. Oh, my gun. Yeah. I talked about having a gun.
The one you have.
Yeah. The one I have. Yeah. And keep your head down. Yeah. All right. I knew it.
Thank you for writing in. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's it. When something goes, like, if you're, think about less of a cop, think about less stakes. Think about like a bouncer at a bar.
Yeah.
when you can leave that one and get a job at any other bar,
yep,
the stakes are very low. You're trying to fight.
Yeah.
You're trying to fight,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
And you're waiting. I mean, I like it whenever something goes down.
Yeah.
I like to watch it.
It can be fun.
Yeah, it's fun. When somebody gets into it with somebody, especially with their, oh yeah, dude. I mean, I don't want to be a part of it, obviously.
No, but outside looking in, I can handle it. But it's exciting. I don't want to be involved at all.
Never want to be involved. No. But as a cop, I forgot about how cops, when I worked at Chick-fil-A, the cops would come in.
Oh, just like
and
to
they
eat?
Would sit. Yeah, and they were like, they were a lot of thank you.
Actually, hey. Now that I think about it, I feel like I see a lot of police officers in Chick-fil-A.
Oh yeah, they're very pro police.
Yeah,
because they're right. Because yep. They're right wing.
There you go. That actually might be a good barometer to like temp check.
Yeah.
Temp check those fast food locations. Yeah. How do they treat police officers when they come in to eat?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Are they treated kindly and with regard to their position,
Taco Bell, they're already there.
Just on premises at all times.
It's like Walmart. They just have cop there.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just here.
Yeah. They're like, so where do you patrol? He's like, the Walmart. That's my jurisdiction. That's what they give me.
All right. So he's saying he wants to be a cop to help people.
Yeah.
But also when you go out at not Friday night, mm-hmm. Let's see what's going down. Yeah. When you get to go woo woo and fly 130 miles an hour.
It's got to feel good wearing that uniform too. It's got to feel nice.
Pulling up like this.
Yeah.
What's going on nice. In here?
You got the flak jacket on.
I wonder how often per shift you would pull a gun.
Per shift?
Point one.
Sure less. Yeah. Way less than one.
Not you wouldn't pull a gun on every shift.
I feel like I heard once this somewhere, but it may be misinformation. I feel like I heard
once a month
that most police officers go their whole career never. Without drawing their gun.
Yeah. 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 Really?
I thought I heard that
once
somewhere.
A month. No, once a week. No, we'll get this guy to email in. He'll email back.
Okay.
Yeah. He's listened to the podcast every day.
Okay.
He listened to multiple podcasts every day.
All right. We'll
how often does he drop his gun? Yeah.
Yeah.
Last one. That's right, great.
Here we go. This one's titled Tire Pump and Air Leak.
Uh-oh.
So it's summer break. I'm home with my two boys. This is a mom. The boys are 5 and 2.5.
Okay.
I take them to all the free things I can think of. We've been hitting PetSmart like they're about to give away a cat or something. Well, there's a new Five Below.
That sounds like a mom thing. Yeah. They ain't doing nothing this summer.
Summer's
I mean,
tough.
Trying to, they don't know what to
summer's
do.
Like, tough,
dude, we went to karate camp.
Yeah.
We went to horse camp. We took them to the pool.
Yeah, and those camps are expensive. So how many of those can you even do?
Yeah, you can't let them sit around the house.
Right.
And if you're in a financial situation, you got to go to free stuff.
Did your mom used to tell you to use your imagination?
Yes, dude. Because we didn't have any money.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a woods.
Nice.
We had a woods.
We had woods too.
Yeah.
Use your imagination.
If you're a boy, wood, then maybe these kids are too young for that.
Yeah.
Woods is it.
5 and 2.5. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, 5 and 2.5 is a little young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a new Five Below that opened up near us. So I take Five Below. It's like they have a bunch of random stuff in there, but everything's like $5 or less.
It's always next to like the Rue 21.
Yes. Yes, it
it's
is
like
for
a,
some reason.
It's like a CVS?
No. It's like...
Is it clothes? I thought it was clothes.
They have clothes in all there. Right. Let me just show you what it is. They have clothes in there. They have like, if you wanted like bouncy balls.
Let's go and have fun. Oh, okay. Like, it's like a... All right.
It's like just a bunch of stuff.
Okay, got it. Yeah, it's like a
is
TJ Maxx.
Yeah,
yeah, it's more of a TJ Maxx. Yeah. All right, Five Below.
All right. So I take my kids there to browse and a worker greets us upon entering.
Okay.
She clocks my two boys looking at something on an end cap and asks, brothers? Yes, they're brothers, I reply.
Mm-hmm.
She comes back with, no, are they your brothers?
Okay.
I don't think I could adequately describe how bubbly and ridiculously smitten that comment made me feel.
All right. Wait.
5 and 2.5 are the
okay,
kids.
Okay, so
ages.
Your brother, then they must think you're 15.
Right.
And you're 20. I mean, I don't know how old she is. Maybe we don't know how old she is.
Let's
right?
pretend she was at least 18 when she had the kids,
okay.
Which means she's at least 23.
And how, if you think a 5-year-old has a sister that's babysitting below 18,
uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to think of the age. I keep reading.
I'm a little embarrassed how chipper I began to walk around the store.
Oh, yeah.
I'm texting my husband. I'm texting my mom. I'm hitting them with, listen to what this lady just told me. I can't believe she just said that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, after observing her while in the store, I think she's tire pumping everybody in the Five Below. Mm. We're all rolling around on some off-roading 4x4 tires when we leave there. Needless to say, there was a little air leak, but wins a win. So she was just... Oh, so intentionally she was tire pumping everybody there.
All right. Well, okay. All right. If that all right, if you knew that that you could have that impact on a stranger,
yes,
we should just be doing that all day.
Always.
Always. Mm-hmm. I should be doing more of that.
It's tough though, because you don't want to be the.
Yep.
You ever meet a woman and she's with her mom?
Yep.
And you go, "What's this? Your sister?"
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's obviously not.
I've done that at comedy shows. Yeah.
They know that. That's
saying someone. Yeah, but you, if you, this is a stranger, a Five Below employee,
right?
That changed this woman's week. She wrote us about it.
Yeah, yeah.
You, all three of us. Everybody listening to this has that capability.
Yeah.
That's the greatest net positive of this whole podcast.
Nice.
Is that you have that, you can walk outside and do that.
Nice.
You can. I mean, yes. I'm not even trying to like do a thing.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you can do. Hey, dude, like even a guy like a at the gas station, dude, that's, I like that car. Mm-hmm. Just like, what kind of car is that?
It's the shoe thing we talked about forever ago. Hey, man, nice kicks. Oh, thanks, bro. Appreciate that.
Because you have your car is, you buy it. Just the opposite of, because so for other people,
yeah,
every car has GPS, every car has a gas in it, but you want to do a thing.
Yeah.
So if you could, without having your ego involved, do the thing. Mm-hmm. Like if you don't even have to start a charity or nonprofit, just go, what do you do? I just go, if you're having a bad day, just go out and pump somebody else's.
Yeah. I think that's a great place to end.
That's it.
I love that.
I'm not even trying to like do a thing.
No, that's fantastic.
Just like, dude, that Five Below employee. And I know how like you're like when I got the report back of the ticket sales, mm-hmm. and I was on the top of it and I was like, oh, these are fake numbers, mm-hmm. because you can't just accept good. Mm. It's hard to accept it. Like that girl was probably just, she literally thought that.
Yeah.
And it's hard for somebody that doesn't think that about themselves to accept good. And you're like, oh, other people must be.
Yeah.
Gosh, dude.
If you listen this far, you're a true listener and you're way deep into the episode. So thanks. But also go compliment some people this week.
Go compliment some people.
We did that a long time ago. I'm going to do it again.
I'll do it again. And then I'm going to keep track of my unnecessary embarrassments.
Love that.
Let's go, dude. Net positive. We'll see you next week.
I mean, yeah, sure. It was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.